about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Coming up, a very special video presentation called Even My Tongue is Fat. But right now, to begin with, let's start things off in our telethon with a song.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Let's talk about what happens in your body when you consume alcohol.
You're listening to the world famous K-Rock. This is Kevin DeVito, and it's 25 minutes after 6 o'clock.
You can't go to any more Kings games.
No, you're not allowed to go out at all anymore.
You're not allowed.
It's not that I went to the Kings game. It's that I came, got home about midnight.
You got on a party bus
and
afterwards?
Party.
Hey, everybody here is thinking, you know what? This guy's drunk.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like running out the gate and getting a six-pack of Budweiser.
I speak drunk.
And now.
I'll just go on stage and go, the Hulk! K-Rock, the Hulk! Come on, that's worth some tickets.
Our feature presentation.
No, it turns out it's not.
Come on, that's worth tickets.
It's not worth any tickets.
I love to rock.
David Hasselhoff. Morning, everybody. It's a, excuse me, a brand new Kevin and Bean show for
you
Monday morning.
Good again.
What?
You sound good again.
I know, I'm getting worse.
Dude.
Hey, you did what all weekend?
You're
I said
sick.
I was sick all weekend.
Oh, yeah, no good. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Bean.
Beer mug has been funny today.
Uh-oh. You mean funny good or funny
funny ha-ha annoying? Or funny weird?
Funny ha-ha. I heard this quote from Beer Mug that I love so much it's still making me laugh, which is, I meant to have one chicken wing, but I had 18.
No.
That's our man.
Asked Muggs how his diet went over the weekend, and he was outraged that it's just not fair that everywhere he goes, people are making things that are good to eat.
Really? That made you mad?
Yeah.
I'll take $75 now. I'm sure Dave
you
would,
should
too.
Do that.
At this point, I'm just going to close my eyes and hope for the best.
Well, I think that's a very, very well thought out plan.
Sure. That's how all greatness happens.
Close my eyes and
he
hope
does
for the
look
best.
Thinner, though.
Yeah, he's yeah, losing a little bit of weight, but not. He's never going to make our bet.
No.
I don't
that's
see
true.
How it's possible either. I really don't with... What, 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks?
And I'm glad. I want him to be healthy, but I want him to lose weight. I just want him to miss it by a pound or two so I could win the bet.
Sure.
Well, he's going to miss it by a pound or 20 is what he's going to do.
Yeah. Hey, he's going to close his eyes and hope for the best, Bean.
It's not my fault because I played poker and then there was playoffs on the TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of things that trigger Beer Mug's eating, I think, is what
of
we're
course.
Here.
But, it's, but none of it is his fault.
And no. None of it is hunger, by the way. That's nothing true. To do with it.
Mm-hmm. And then also thanks to the mugs, he brought up a great idea for a story to talk about today, which is, I love this guy so much. He's in Utica, New York, and he decides, well, I got to have some money. I'm going to rob a bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you start looking around. What do I know about robbing banks? I don't know if you, you know, how well thought out this is or if you think about what you've seen on TV or what you've read in the paper or whatever. But he decides he needs a weapon to rob a bank because
of course.
You know, you're far more effective when you walk in asking for money if you have a weapon. So, for some reason, he decides that a toilet plunger is the weapon of choice that he's going to take with him to the bank.
What's he going to do with it? Plunge him?
Well, I don't know that he thought that very well through, because what can you do with a toilet? I mean, I guess you could hit somebody with it.
Or, if like,
you
poke him in the eye with the stick
and, you know where that's been, so that's icky.
Sure.
So, maybe people would
I'll
run
push
from
this
it just
in your
it's
face.
Icky.
But yes.
Icky doesn't usually get you a bank robbery.
Look, I mean, you're not getting paid there to stop a robber, right?
True. But it's
so maybe you just hand over the money if somebody comes in with a toilet plunger, you mean?
But it's a plunger. Oh, well, the guy's got a plunger. Hand it all over.
He's facing felony charges. He attempted to rob three different banks armed with a toilet plunger. And as usual, there's not enough information in this article for me. But I assume that what happened is the first two places, before he got caught after the third one, the first two places just said, no, you have a toilet plunger.
Right. What are you going to do?
He must have just been embarrassed and just turned and walked out because he wasn't getting anywhere with the plunger. So he started screaming obscenities and demanding that they put money in a bag. He threatened the tellers with the plunger. And I guess officers in a nearby unmarked car responded to the scene and saw him walking away with his plunger. And then he ran. They caught him, took him into custody, and now he's in jail.
What and the plunger is evidence.
The plunger is evidence. The plunger was recovered inside the Citizens Bank of Utica, New York.
That dude is in jail because of that.
Yes,
I mean, he never even had a chance of getting a dollar.
No, he never even saw a dollar, much less it wasn't like it was handed to him and he was able to get out the door with it. They never gave him a cent.
I love that so much.
Well done, young man.
Fail. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bijo, shall we?
Whites only, is that it? You're a prick.
Wow, hey, hey, hey.
Harsh.
Our show's for everybody. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the program talking about celebrities and whatnot, what happened over the weekend. We are going to talk to Johnny Strange.
Johnny Strange.
This is the guy that's, what, six? What is he, Bean? Seven?
I don't know. He's got to be around 20 now, doesn't he?
He's climbed all the mountains, and he's run all the marathons, and he's done everything that everybody else wants to do with their lives, and he's finished it all.
Yeah.
He just got back from parachuting into the North Pole. That's what he did a couple of weeks ago.
Jeez.
So he's going to tell us about that.
So stop it. celebs you hate and don't know why is the phone topic today. They rub you the wrong way. You can't exactly put your finger on it.
Well, you're the king of this. This is your area, man. Like, Al Roker is a great example
That's
of a
true.
Celebrity that you hate and you have no idea why. He seems like a perfectly nice guy.
He does.
Does a very competent job on the Today Show, but you hate him.
Yeah, I do. I just, there's no way to put it into words. I don't know why. Nick Offerman will be on the program today.
Oh, I love him so much.
He is
TV's Ron Swanson.
Yes, he's great.
From Parks and Rec, and he also has a show called The American Ham Live Show.
He's a very funny comedian, too.
We are going to tell you about Dog TV, and we have tickets for the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta.
Nice.
Yay!
It's coming up quick.
And these tickets are in the pit.
Really?
And if you'd like those tickets, we're going to give them away about a half hour from now.
All right.
Wow.
How about that? So we're going to kick things off right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Monday morning on good old K-Rock. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
Congratulations on your Flyers, dude.
Yeah, great game yesterday. Flyers from beginning to finish. That's the way you want to see it. Handled, just handled. No worries, no concerns, no sweating, no overtime, just handled. Just do it. Just move on.
It's a game that's there are few and far between that aren't overtime or sweaty games these days in the playoffs, aren't they?
Well, actually, all of our series has just been blowouts one way or the other, really.
So who does the Philadelphia go to play next?
Looks like the Senators or the Preds. We'll have to wait and see. The rest of the series shake down. But
And Kings to St. Louis.
Yeah. Right.
Very exciting.
Fantastic.
All right, 5:50. We got a lot of stuff going on today, including your Weenie Rose tickets in a few minutes. But, Ralph, I understand you are starting the day with an awesome giveaway as well.
Yes, I have tickets to give away to our very special screening of The Avengers.
Yeah!
All happening at the AMC Century City. I've got tickets to give away to see Marvel's The Avengers. 1-800-520-1067 right now. Caller number 12 will get through, and you'll get a pair of passes to our very special advanced screening of the new movie The Avengers, which I was lucky enough to see a couple weeks ago and loved it. And you will too, I guarantee it. And the AMC, by the way, is one of the theaters that is featuring IMAX 3D.
Love it.
Which is how I saw the film, and I recommend it highly. Well done. So call number 12 right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll get a pair of passes to attend our very special advanced screening of The Avengers. That's Joss Whedon. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk showbiz. It is Monday. That means we take a look at the box office over the weekend to see which movies made the most money. And as many predicted
the
in the industry.
Games,
no,
the
no,
games,
no,
the
no,
Hunger
no.
Games.
Oh,
what?
No, Kevin, please. Huh? Hunger Games was third.
Wow.
Think Like a Man. Steve Harvey's Think Like a Man,
oh,
of course,
wow.
Came in at number one.
Are you kidding me?
With $33 million. I mentioned this last week. A lot of insiders were predicting that.
That's a shock to me.
Well,
really? There hadn't been a good romantic comedy in the theaters for a few weeks.
Does this look good?
Well, the reviews weren't terrible.
Wow.
Well, it's not about romantic comedies or anything else. It's you're serving an African-American audience that doesn't get a lot of movies catered to them very often. And so that Tyler Perry audience will show up and show up in droves.
Wow.
Shown again this weekend. Think Like a Man. $33 million made it number one this weekend. The Lucky One. That's the movie where Zac Efron plays a combat soldier.
Wow. So you think Like a Man looked better than that, for instance?
Wow. Falls in love with a picture.
Wow.
It came in at number two with $22.8 million. Then The Hunger Games with about $14.5 million. Chimpanzee, the Disney nature documentary, came in at a little over $10 million in its debut. Minute number four, The Three Stooges was fifth with $9.2 million. Then The Cabin in the Woods, American Reunion, Titanic 3D, 21 Jump Street, and Mirror Mirror rounding out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Steve Harvey.
Congratulations to Neil Diamond. He got married over the weekend.
He's alive?
He is.
Wow, that's great news.
He's 71 years old, and his new bride, 42 years old.
Yeah.
It's actually his manager, who he's been working with for some time, named Katie McNeil. I just wish he had taken her last name, so he'd been Neil McNeil, but no. She's now Katie Diamond.
71, 42.
Yeah. Why get married at 71, really? Gonna have more kids, Neil, are you? Also married this weekend, Carey Mulligan and Marcus Mumford of the band Mumford & Sons. They got married in Somerset, England.
Apparently, did he sing?
I believe he did. He sung his vows.
Yeah.
I really love you, Carey Mulligan. I'm really glad we're getting married. That cake looks really good. Can't wait to have a piece. Can't wait to have a piece.
What an exhausting to live with that dude, and if that's the only conversation he has.
That's how he talks all the time. The singer's dad, Marcus's dad, is a minister, so he performed the ceremony. And about 200 people were there to celebrate, including Sienna Miller, Jake Gyllenhaal, Colin Firth, all friends of either Carey's or Mumford's. I had no idea, but they've known each other since they were children.
Really?
Carey Mulligan and Marcus Mumford were pen pals as kids.
Wow. Not that. That's weird.
Reconnected as grown-ups, got engaged last August, and then got married this weekend. So that's quite the romance. Zac Efron should play him in the movie.
Yeah, sure.
Katy Perry, by the way, we're talking about romance. She's already got a new boyfriend.
Is
maybe,
it me?
Maybe Dave. It isn't you. No.
Yeah.
Maybe Dave saw her backstage at Coachella this weekend, but she was there with her new boyfriend. Robert Aykroyd is his name. He happens to play bass for Florence and the Machine.
Oh, no kidding.
Hmm. The two apparently were already engaging in public displays of affection and were holding hands during Rihanna's set. But they're being very public with their new affair, and everyone says they look very much in love. Yeah, so did Russell Brand. And if you had the money, would you bail your parents out of foreclosure?
Yes.
Well, of course.
I think so.
Yeah, you think so. You think you would.
Why? Who didn't?
Sofia Vergara.
What?
In Touch Weekly Magazine reporting her mom used to have a condo in Aventura, Florida. Or Aventura. But fell behind in the payments and owed a $13,000 on the condo. Sofia wouldn't come to her rescue. And mom lost the property, which was worth $140,000.
Is there something we don't know going on?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about the relationship between Sophia and her mom, just that her mom lost the property.
Jeez, what a bitch.
Why wouldn't you do that? 13 grand.
I don't know. Like, maybe her mom was super irresponsible or something.
Bitches.
Moms are strangers somehow.
Not all moms are bitches.
Oh, yeah.
No, just
damn moms.
How dare you?
How dare they
be so bitchy? Times are tough for Sophia. Have you seen her working at Burger King lately in those commercials? I'm like, she's got to take a second job just to get by herself. Yeah, maybe she doesn't have money for
commercial. I
just give away to other people. It's
just a commercial.
Tough time.
And there's more news about the House finale that's happening on May the 21st. Amber Tamblyn will be returning to the cast for the final episode, along with Olivia Wilde, who will return as 13. Creator David Shore is apparently emailing cast members individually with personal invitations to return to the final show, and Amber said she got hers this week, so she will be returning as her character on the show as well.
It's Bobby.
No word on whether Bobby will be returning or not.
He hasn't got the invitation?
Apparently Bobby has not gotten his
It's on the way.
Emailed invitation yet. So
those can, sometimes emails can take weeks.
It's true. It depends on the email man.
Right. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Now, Ralph, how are they going to work in all these previous cast members? You think it's going to be House is really sick and people are visiting him in the hospital? You think that'll be the device?
How the hell would I know?
I'm going to go
You're a television fan.
Okay, yes. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm thinking yes.
House is really sick and everyone's going to come visit him.
That's certainly an option. Not a good one, but it's an option.
Maybe he'll get married. Maybe he and Wilson,
he
and Wilson will have a gay marriage, and then everyone will come to the wedding.
That'd be great.
And they'll all dance together.
That would be great.
And then they'll do the limbo. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lee Majors. He was the $6 million mother effing man.
He was. We could rebuild him.
He is 73 years old today. We have the technology. Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company, 63 years old. Documentarian Michael Moore is 58. George Lopez, comedian, is 51 years old. Actor Cal Penn, while we're talking about House cast members, Cal Penn was on House. No word on whether he'll return for the finale or not. He is 35 years old. WWE's John Cena is 35 as well. Actress Jamie King, she turns 33 years old. And Dev Patel, you know him from Slumdog Millionaire. He's 22 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. As you know, Coachella in the rearview mirror, we have the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta on the way. We've got pit tickets for you. If you want to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You're going to have to play a game. It's a new game, but we think you'll like it. You call now, and we will play right after this.
So a week from Saturday is the sold-out 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. It's been a while since we've mentioned it, but Coldplay is on the bill that night.
Yeah.
Also Incubus, The Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Pennywise, Angels and Airwaves, The Dirty Heads, Garbage, AWOL Nation, Group Love of Monsters and Men, and Walk the Moon. It's a hell of a lineup. And we're giving away tickets, every hour, I think, today on the show, I believe, not mistaken. So we're taking calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. Ralph, we're debuting a brand new game. What's this one called?
It's called Ass, Gas, or Grass. Nobody rides for free.
Yeehaw. Ass, gas, or grass. Nobody rides for free. Get the questions right and you'll go to Weenie.
Yeehaw. Wow, it's like, oh, brother, where art thou?
Nice of Marcus Mumford to be working on his honeymoon. All right, how's this one play?
All right, it's very simple. You, the K-Rock listener, get your choice of a question about ass, a question about gas, or a bluegrass version of a Coldplay song.
All Coldplay songs.
All Coldplay songs, since they're on the lineup. So you get your choice. If you say ass, I will ask you a trivia question about the digestive system.
No. Really?
Including, and of course, the anus.
I'd like to suggest you not choose that.
If you say gas, I will ask you a trivia question about the history of petroleum.
I'd like to suggest you don't choose that.
If you say grass, then we will play for you a clip of a bluegrass version of a Coldplay song. You just need to identify the song. It's your choice, people. Ass,
like
gas, or grass, but nobody rides for free.
All right. Let's begin with Matt. Hi, Matt.
How you doing, guys?
Ass, Matt, gas, or grass?
You get your choice. Ass, gas, or grass?
Let's do ass.
You're going to go with ass.
I'm going to go with ass, just because I want to hear it say it on the radio.
All right. Matt, the small intestine is how long? How long is the small intestine? In feet, please. Please, in feet. You all right?
Set my mic off.
Eight, I'm sorry. Eight. No. 25 feet long. 25 feet long. You do not win tickets.
Sorry. Thanks for the call.
Because you picked ass.
Ass.
I think really ass or gas, don't pick, is my advice.
Hey, look, it's their choice.
Sure.
Ass, gas, or grass, Kevin.
Rick,
but nobody rides for free.
That's true.
Who knows? Maybe you're not a big Coldplay fan. Maybe you don't think you'll do very well with the songs. Maybe the other ones make sense.
Rick, hi.
Hey, party people.
Hey, hi. Rick. Ass, gas, or grass?
Let's do grass.
Good call.
All right.
Here is a bluegrass version of a Coldplay song. Tell us what it is. That's the worst type of music there is, except,
awesome.
Except marching bands.
It's awesome.
All right, Rick. Coldplay song title.
Don't say 8 feet. But we do need a guess.
I'm going to say...
We need a guess now.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say trouble.
Closing walls and ticking clocks.
Oh, I knew it was clocks.
Yeah, sorry, clocks.
Well, if you knew it was clocks, why didn't you say that?
I don't think he really
knew. He said, I knew it.
Yeah, after the fact.
I want to give Ralph a lot of credit for bringing back It's Your Funeral before we move on, by the way. That's
I like that.
Awesome. I haven't heard that in a long time. All right. Andrew is up next. He is on line three, our next contestant. Andrew, ask gas or grass this morning.
Let's do grass.
Okay. Grass.
Grass. All right. All right.
Bluegrass version of a Coldplay song.
Here you go.
Say F banjos.
Oh, come on.
All right, Andrew.
You have a guess?
I'm looking at the answer and I can't tell what it is.
In my place, in my place. Yeah, that
I didn't hear what his guess was. What was it?
He said yellow.
In my place?
He said yellow. Yeah, I can't imagine how that was that song.
That was a different one. That was pretty altered.
That can't be possible.
You should have gone with gas, man.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn it.
Let's go to Matt.
You don't listen to me.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Matt, ask gas or grass?
Grass, please. Grass. Because I love banjo.
Because I love banjo. All right. Here you go. Good luck. Gimme. Blow dart that guy right to the side of the neck.
Paradise.
Oh, it's a gimme. I thought that was a gimme at the beginning.
Was, yeah. I came along.
Sorry about that, dude.
Should have picked gas.
All right, we have no winners.
Telling you.
Are we into sudden death yet?
I think we are.
I don't know. We have a couple of minutes.
Right.
He might have known when unleaded gasoline first went on sale in Australia. He might have known that. He should have went for that.
Don't blow your question. Someone may pick gas here. Come on.
Hey, easy with your language there.
Man, use that at FCC.
Somebody's peeing gas. They got a lot of problems. All right, Robert. Hi.
Hi. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Ass, gas, grass.
Well, as much as I like ass, I'm going to go with grass.
All right. Grass it is.
Your funeral.
Coldplay song. Here you go.
Are you playing the whole song there, Kev?
They need it. We don't have any winners yet.
All right, what's your guess?
Coldplay song.
Beat of South?
Nope.
Sorry, trouble. These bluegrass songs are horrible.
I'm telling you, I had a great sphincter question.
Horrible.
Ready to go, but no, he had to pick grass.
All right, let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how's it going?
I'd say now it's sudden death, people. I mean, right.
First person gets the right answer wins.
First person wins. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Right. Hold on. Shane, ask gas or grass?
All right, screw banjo. Let's go with gas.
Going with gas.
Okay. Good luck with that. Smart one on the line here. All right.
On March 24th, 1989, the Exxon Valdez supertanker sprung a leak in Alaska. How many millions of gallons of crude oil were spilled into the water? Come on.
Really?
Hey, you picked it.
800
million gallons.
Wow, it wasn't nearly as bad a disaster as I heard then.
11 million gallons of crude oil were spilled into the water. 11 million gallons.
Nice try. Let's move on.
Now we're in sudden super secret double probation death right now.
How is that different from sudden death?
I'm just saying we need a winner.
Okay. Eddie, hi.
Good morning, guys. Lisa and I.
Good morning.
Ask ass or grass.
I've always been an ass man, so let's go with ass.
All right. This game's we're not going to give away any pit tickets.
How long are the large intestines, Eddie? How long are the large intestines in feet, please?
Let's go with 18 feet.
No, sorry, 5 feet. 5 feet long.
Sorry,
the large intestines.
Effort. All right.
However, they are 3 times wider than the small intestines.
You've learned a lot.
Let's go to Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
We'd like someone to win the pit tickets for the 20th annual K-Rock Almost Weenie Roast. Eat the Esther. I was going for Christmas again, wasn't I? Greg?
Let's go with grass.
Grass.
All right.
Let's try.
Please get this right. Listen up.
Please. Here you go.
Is that Paradise?
Oh! Tony
Shiver. Shiver. All right, what are we going to do? We don't have a winner.
I got a great hemorrhoids question.
No, don't say that.
All right, let's do one more. Jesse, hi.
Hey.
Jesse, we would like to give these tickets away. We're not kidding.
Ask gas or grass?
Okay. Grass. And can I get the Almost Acoustic?
Yeah, you can. You can have those tickets right. You can play on stage.
Almost Acoustic Weenie Roast.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Here you go. That's a gimme.
Oh, my gosh. I know this one, but...
You don't know the
Great.
Name
just tell
it.
Us the title, and we'll all be on our way.
Trouble?
No, Trouble was earlier in the game. Questions of
science.
Science and progress. Hey, congratulations, Lisa. You've just won pit tickets to the Wiener Roost.
I was going to say, have we ever not given away
tickets
in a game?
We're gonna
know.
We're going to have to try another time.
All right.
What? What happened?
We didn't have a winner.
I know, but what happened?
This is the hardest game in the world.
It's Coldplay, for God's sakes.
I don't know. That
People
last one seemed easy.
Coldplay.
Rabbit fans are insane right now.
Well, ask Gas or Grass. Good work, people.
Ask Gas or Grass. Nobody rides for free.
Comedian and actor Nick Offerman. He's married to Megan Mullally, too, don't you know? He joins us next hour here on the Kevin DeMint Show. He is, of course, the great American Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation. Also, Johnny Strange, Explorer, joins us on the program later on today. And Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. It's all coming up. Right now, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air for you. These are your calls played back to you at 323-520-AFRO.
If you'd like to get on the show and make a comment, feel free to call that number. We play them back from time to time. This guy called with a great, great joke when it was raining.
It's raining like cats and dogs right now. I mean, when I hopped out of my truck earlier, I stepped in a poodle.
Did he provide his own rim shot?
I think that was his own rim shot, yeah. And I was off board until the rim shot. Then I was like, all right, good. Now I'm in.
By the way, I did see that in Highlights magazine, that same joke, yes, when I was about 11. So, well done keeping that one alive.
Apparently, Cat Corbett is doing the same commercials that Lisa May is doing.
Oh.
About the wieners.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to see Cat Corbett chewing on a Farmer John wiener. Nice!
Nice.
So, every time Kevin talks about unnecessary censorship, he explains that they put these in that don't need to be there. We get it. And then Bean, yesterday's podcast, just did it. Just played the clips. And it was really funny. And when it was all over, Kevin had to say, and they put the beeps there to make it sound bad. I hate you, Kevin.
See, because there aren't beeps there normally, because the words don't need to be beeped.
His point is,
what?
This week in unnecessary censorship tells you all you need to know.
It's unnecessary.
Sam! Woo-hoo! Yeah, I'm coming back! Yes! Woo! Woo! Are you excited, Lisa May? Woo-hoo! All right, bye.
It is funny, with all the talk and lead-up to the Armenian comedian's return last week, that no one has turned to anyone in the room and said, hey, let's have him back on.
That's true.
It's like, we got it out of our system. We caught up with him after 2 years. No consideration whatsoever about bringing him back.
We're good.
Now, I'm going to tell you what this guy's calling about first so that you concentrate on something else. He's saying, Sam, no. He doesn't want Sam back.
Okay.
But the no isn't physically possible. It's not physically possible what this guy does.
Sam, no!
Doesn't want Sam back.
I think yes.
There's no way.
That's what I said.
Oh, no!
I don't buy it.
Didn't even take a breath there.
No.
Not possible.
No.
Here's a guy listening to us talking about Mug's weigh-in and very impatient with us.
He wants to weigh-in. Okay, Mug. It's time for your weigh-in.
Now, here's what I want
you
to
hear. You fat loser. Now, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Mug.
Here
we go.
How many times he said to us on the air, seriously,
Mr. Mug,
now I'm committed. Now it's full time. Now there's no cheat days.
Step on the goddamn scale.
Every day. Now I don't have room.
He said, step on the goddamn scale, you pig.
Screw around and occasionally
stop talking, Bean.
Everything that goes to my mouth is going to be exactly what needs to be. And he's so dedicated when he says
Come
that. What happened when you went to Coachella, Mug? Well, much to Dave's chagrin, he kept on warning, oh, it's Coachella, you're going to go nuts. So I was like, no, I'll keep to my diet.
Stop.
I have to when you go to Coachella. But go ahead. Vinegar, pita chips.
I'm hanging up on myself.
I don't blame you.
I don't know what this was about specifically.
God, Bean, you're so stupid.
You're not so sure. Stupid.
How dare you?
But I do know exactly what this is about.
Hey, Bean. Just wanted to let you know that I think my foot got a little loose right now because I was listening to some Lift Here for the Boy.
Ooh, she's got a little bit on her own end.
I like
that. How about that?
I like that.
Oh, come on.
Unnecessary torture is what this is.
Yeah. 95.
PGC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my...
Dexter and Noodles from The Offspring join us Friday with a brand new world premiere. They're going to bring in the brand new Offspring song. It makes sense because they're in the band Offspring,
yeah.
So they'd probably be a good choice, I think. We're going to hear some past greatest hits from Offspring coming up. Also, that Gautier song, Silverstone Pickups, and the latest from Linkin Park, Burn It Down, all on the way in the next few minutes right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This started in San Diego, and it was so wildly successful that they're going to move it across the country, and that is Dog TV.
Awesome.
It's a cable... It's a cable TV channel designed for dogs left at home.
Mm-hmm.
An eight-hour block of programming just for your dog.
Well, dogs get lonely at home.
And this is going to help.
Well, yeah. They get bored.
Listen to Lisa.
Then they chew your couch.
Listen to Lisa. They're still going to chew your couch. This is a crazy idea. Come on.
It's not crazy. I leave the radio on every day so that there's not an empty house when I leave.
You do that so your dog doesn't bark by hearing out.
No, I don't.
Outdoor sounds.
No. I do it for him.
For him.
Yeah, because when you leave, if it's just completely silent, it's very
channel?
Different. He likes NPR.
Does he?
Yes,
wow.
He does.
He's a very bored dog.
He's a very smart dog.
Very, very bored. So apparently there's no commercials, no ratings, no reruns, just...
I don't know why you couldn't do reruns.
I don't know why you couldn't do reruns either. It doesn't make any sense to me, but let's talk to, I believe it's the program director of Dog
TV.
We're jettisoning the clip here.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a news clip. Yes.
That's what we were all waiting for. Yes.
Thank you.
Say hello to Dog TV, the latest in our gazillion channel universe.
Good boy, good.
That's awesome.
People's reaction when they hear about it, they go, oh, you're kidding.
Bark if you want, but doggone it, there is a science behind it all.
Most of our dogs are working breeds. We have a nation of unemployed dogs here doing nothing. They're anxious, they're stressed, they get depressed.
Yeah.
And the chief executive officer of Dog TV is on the phone. I'm sorry, Mr. Newman, is your first name Galad?
Yes, it is. It's Galad.
Galad Newman, chief executive officer.
Good morning, Kevin and Dane. How are you?
Very good. Thank
you. Well, we're fine. Congratulations on your new venture. It sounds like it's doing pretty well if you're rolling it out to other cities already.
It is. It's amazing that there's people like your friend Lisa there who are just so stupid.
What?
Well, why would you say that?
So wonderful to buy a channel of television for their pets for $5 a month.
You do have to pay $4.99 a month. That's true.
Yes,
and that's,
you do. Of course you do.
That's absurd.
It's a small price to pay to keep your working dog that's unemployed happy instead of telling your dog to go get a job.
I think the point is that these dogs, it's built into them that they want something to do, something to concentrate on. They can't sleep all day, so it diverts their attention a little bit while you're away at work.
Hold on a second. Tater Tot, down!
You have a dog named Tater Tot there?
I do, yes. I love my dogs. They help me with my programming.
Is that right?
Yes.
What kind of programming is that?
Lidocaine, down!
Did you say lidocaine?
Yes. Huh.
What
kind of... down!
Oh, that's a bad one.
I got a lot of dogs.
You do. It sounds like it. What kind of programming do you have?
It's all for dogs. It's shot from the point of view of the dog.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we've got different animals, and we've got different colors. And we've got reality shows, too.
Really?
Reality shows?
Yes, like America's Next Top Bitch.
Okay.
A competition show with a bunch of female dogs out there all sniffing each other. It's very hot.
Okay. I'm sorry, did you say it's very hot?
No, I mean, it's very dog-like.
Oh, okay.
We've got medical dramas, too.
Medical dramas?
Yes. There's a story of a dog doctor who every week has to solve a strange case. Called Housebroken MD.
Sounds very popular, I guess.
Sitcoms too.
Sitcoms.
Parks and recreational pooping. Just dogs going around pooping in the park.
Sure, why not? Good.
That sounds great.
We've got soap operas.
Oh.
Like Howl My Children. Howl. Howl My Children.
I got to.
I didn't get it first, but the second one I got.
Howl.
Howl My Children.
There's a self-help show called Check Yourself Before You Lick Yourself.
Okay. That's important.
And we've got a new talk show hosted by the most famous dog in America. Yes, Khloe Kardashian's coming to our
show. Is that right? Oh. Wow. That's going to be huge.
Celebrities you hate and you're not sure why. Coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll only have room for the top 200 of Kevin's on that
That's
list.
That's right. How dare you.
But I'm curious to hear from people. Dave, for instance, hates Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Doesn't think she's attractive. Oh. Doesn't think she's talented.
She's not a good actress.
Yeah.
She's not hot.
At least I guess he comes up with a reason, at least in his mind, why he doesn't like her. But it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense because nobody's all bad, are they?
Well, and she's obviously attractive and obviously a good actress by everyone's standards.
No, she's not.
None of her movies are good.
But Kevin and Al Roker, that's a whole other story.
It's inexplicable. Al Roker doesn't even do anything enough to be offensive.
I don't even know Al Roker.
All he does is just read temperatures.
The weather.
Right. I can't tell you.
How can that even be offensive? It's like saying, oh, I don't like parsley. It's just there on the plate. It doesn't do anything, really. It's just there for decoration.
I can't answer it. That's why it's weird.
You're a madman.
I really don't
know. Madman.
We'll take your calls coming up. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's going on?
Speaking of madmen, did you see the show last night?
Oh, no,
what an episode.
My mind is reeling.
What an episode. Nothing like madmen on acid.
I want to do LSD. I want to go to there.
No,
I want you to do that.
No.
Yes.
You do not want to open up the dark dungeon that is Bean's subconscious.
That's true.
Can you imagine what would come out?
Let's save that till the end.
Can we talk to people who have done LSD, by the way, at some point on the program and find out what their experience is like? Because every person in the room last night, no spoiler alert here, there was an acid scene, but every person in the room has a completely different experience. And I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, Bean wants to drop acid.
I think you should try it.
I just want some orange sherbet. That's all I know. I just want to go to Hojo's. I miss Howard Johnson. Remember Howard Johnson's?
Do they not exist anymore?
I don't think they do.
It's been a while since I've seen one, that's for sure.
All right, let's talk about The Avengers, shall we? Everyone is waiting to see this movie. For you mortals who haven't seen it yet, I mean. I had a chance to see it at advanced screening, and it is awesome. I want to give you the same opportunity. It's the K-Rock advanced screening of Marvel's The Avengers on May the 1st. Movies in theaters everywhere on May the 4th, but you'll get the chance to see it before everybody else. If you know Avengers trivia, I'm not going to just give these tickets away. You have to know something about the Avengers. Like, for instance, in Avengers number 4, in issue number 4, Captain America is discovered frozen in a block of ice from World War II. What Marvel superhero discovers him? What Marvel superhero finds Captain America frozen in the ice in Marvel The Avengers number 4? Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First person with the right answer scores a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of Marvel's The Avengers. If you think America has cornered the market on crazy conservative Christian groups who just act out in lunacy.
Well, we're certainly doing our part.
We are, but it's even crazier in other countries, so don't feel so bad. South Korea, for example, I don't know if you saw the news this week, they are having nonstop prayer vigils praying that Lady Gaga's concert in Seoul, Korea gets canceled.
Really?
Yes.
They're
praying for God to cancel her concert. The South Koreans have already banned anyone under the age of 18 from attending the concert for fear they will be infected with homosexuality.
That's how it works.
That is something somebody said.
That's shocking, and they said it out loud.
They did. So now these prayer groups are holding prayer meetings. They've got these posters of her that are defaced, and they are passionately praying that God will cancel her concert.
Can they catch ugly from her, too?
I don't know about that.
Huh.
The leader of the organization said she hopes that God cancels the show so that homosexuality and pornography will not spread across South Korea.
Oh. Why don't they talk to the promoter? They should
just pray God. Pray to God.
I don't think he's in the business of canceling concerts, but all right.
The Korean Association of Church Communication pledged to stop Korean youth from being infected with homosexuality and pornography.
Hmm.
The Korean Association of Church Communication, CAC. I guess that would be CAC. I guess CAC.
CAC, not happy.
Would have to be out there complaining. Yeah, so.
And by the way, I don't know why you think God doesn't cancel concerts, Kevin. You saw how he felt about Sugarland, right?
That's true.
He does step in when needed.
That's right. Yet Toby Keith goes on every night, unfettered, unacceptable.
With that red solo cup.
Do these people really think that God's going to cancel a concert?
Dude, I don't know. They must.
That's where he's going to step in. It's hands off with Hitler. It's hands off with the floods in New Orleans. But
AIDS.
AIDS is going to step in for Gaga. Here, get your money back, people. Hope you kept your receipt for your tickets. Madness. All right, let's talk about show business news. Carey Mulligan got married to Marcus Mumford this weekend. He, of course, from the band Mumford and Sons, got married in Somerset, England on Saturday. Congratulations. Mumford's dad is a minister, by the way.
Huh.
He performed the ceremony. That's true.
So what?
200 people came out to celebrate, including big-name guests like Sienna Miller, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Colin Firth were all there because they're all pals of Carey Mulligan's and or Marcus Mumford's. No word on how many of his sons attended, but apparently they were all there. Porn star Kim Kardashian.
She's the governor yet?
She is not the governor. She's not even the mayor of Glendale. She's still thinking about running. Unveiled her newest nail polish collection over the weekend.
All right.
The collection is called Welcome to My World. Welcome to My World.
No,
the nail polish collection.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Kim Confidential is one of the colors. Kim in the Sun. Up in Kimming Pink.
Come on.
Nothing what? Compares to Blue.
Come on.
Lights, Kimra, Action.
That's just not good.
And others pale by comparison.
Some of the colors
are available that you can pick up starting this weekend. By the way, she was there with her boyfriend, Kanye West. And you know what they're calling them now. You know what they have their celebrity
combo name.
Kimye.
Kimye.
Kimye. Kimye.
No.
Kimye. Kevin, your wife's the reason.
For what?
The reason for the season right there.
Yeah.
You told me she was watching the show.
She does watch the Kardashians.
Maybe we have to unleash LaQuisha on that show. On that Kardashian
On the Kardashians? Show.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Because I don't watch it, but I would love to hear what's going
on
over there.
Good.
Maybe we have your wife call and give us an update on the Kardashians.
No way. It's not good.
Does she say that she likes it or just that
nope.
she gets so infuriated by it that she can't wait to see the next one?
She hates it, and she hates herself for watching it.
Do we have an answer to my trivia question? I believe Mike on line two may know. Mike?
Yes?
What Marvel superhero discovered Captain America frozen in ice in Avengers number 4?
The Submariner.
Namor! The Submariner!
Yeah! Nerd! Yay!
Correct.
Nerd.
Congratulations, Mike. Hold on. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of Marvel's The Avengers.
Nerd. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. He's not a nerd. He just knows stuff.
He's a nerd.
He's not. To celebrity birthdays today, real quickly, Lee Majors, $6 million man. Speaking of nerds, if you're not reading the Bionic Man comic book series by Kevin Smith, you're missing out. It's a great book. Kevin Smith, our buddy Kevin Smith,
is
writing the Bionic Man comic book.
I love Kevin Smith so much.
They rebooted the $6 Million Man story, and it's awesome. Kevin does a great job. 73 years old today. Joyce DeWitt is 63. Michael Moore is 58. George Lopez turns 51. Cal Penn from Harold and Kumar is 35, as is WWE's John Cena. Jamie King's 33. And Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire is 22 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Again, a reminder, brand new Offspring music for you coming up on Friday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Brought in by Dexter Noodles themselves from the band. K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta sold out a week from Saturday. We got tickets you can win all day long today here on K-Rock starting at 9 o'clock this morning every single hour. So that means we have your tickets on the way before the end of the show, too. Keep on listening to win yours.
Yeah, we tried it an hour ago. Couldn't give them away for the life of us.
I know. No one wanted tickets in the pit. How weird is that?
Nobody wanted them. Anyway, we're going to give them away coming up. Let's talk about celebrities that you hate and you don't know why. I don't know how many people have this category. I don't know if that's a normal category, but I
imagine
nobody has this category
does.
Like you do, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it. And that's the funny part about it. It's like, I don't know why I hate certain people. I can't put it into words. And even if I was good, I wouldn't be able to put it into words.
Al Roker is the weatherman for the Today Show. A very nice man, by all accounts. He's competent. He's personable. What don't you like about Al Roker? Why is it you scowl at him every time he comes on the television?
I don't know. And I don't watch that show.
I know. That's the funniest part of all.
I think I've seen him in stupid costumes doing stupid stories a couple times. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just a dumbass wearing a dumbass costume doing a dumbass story.
Okay,
I don't know.
But
I can't put my finger on it.
But having said that, occasionally they will use him for NBC News and he'll do serious interviews with people on serious topics. And when we've talked about those, you hate him for that, too, when he's not being the stupid weatherman in a silly costume.
He did some special on weed, and then they pitched him for our show. And I was like, no, I hate that guy. Everybody's like, why? And I said, I don't know. I just hate him. I really don't know.
We're going to take your calls on celebrities you hate and you're not sure why at 1-800-520-1067. And I wanted to bring Omar into this conversation. DJ Omar Khan, who joins us now.
DJ Omar Khan.
Because if you type in celebrities you hate for no reason, the first thing that comes up on Google is the last time Kevin and Bean did this topic, which was July 29th of 2010. What? Celebrities you hate for no reason. Omar Khan apparently at that time went on an extended rant about how he hated Ellen Page. From Juno and Inception.
Oh, yeah, I do hate Ellen Page. That's
why?
Right.
Why? She's super likable.
How could you hate her?
She bugs me. Looks like a bitch.
Oh, my God.
And she has like a five head, and yeah, she's ugly.
She's
and
so cute.
She's not cute.
She is cute.
She's fun.
Listen, I'm not saying she's a 10, yeah. But she's really cute.
Well,
right
you're
there.
Wrong.
And she's really seems really smart. She seems funny. She's a great actress. How do you hate Ellen Page?
I think so, too. I don't know. I do. I do hate her. That is true. I totally forgot it, too. You just brought that up. I do hate her with passion, too.
Wow.
So, yeah, I can't stand her. Yeah, I saw her in Juno.
Did you see Inception?
I think so. Inception
was already out at that time, but we were talking about it.
Yeah, I like the movie, you know, except
in
her.
In
spite of her, yeah.
Oh
some of the other people that are mentioned in this comment thread, by the way, on the KevinandBean.com page were Renee Zellweger, because she's always crinkling up her lips. She's just bizarre. I hate me some Will Smith, someone said. Ever since he punched the alien things, he punched the alien, things have never been the same for me. I also have an unnatural hatred for Cameron Diaz. By the way, I'm no Cameron Diaz fan either, but I think I know why I hate her, because she looks like a boy and she's a terrible actress. That's why I hate her.
Angelina Jolie. Everybody loves her. Wrong. She sucks.
She does not suck.
Now, she sucks so much.
A, I think she's hot. But B, she is way too skinny.
Way too skinny.
Yes. Okay.
But she's a good actress. I love her.
You could fit her lips over her head.
I love...
Yeah.
Yes, you could. And other things. I love her in all of her action movies, though. She's a great actress, I think.
Same one. Same movie.
Yeah, great.
All the same movie.
Doesn't matter. She's great at it.
No, they suck.
But isn't that true of most people who star in a lot of action movies?
Did you see Salt?
Yeah, it sucked.
That was a great movie.
No, it wasn't.
What?
No.
Are you insane?
Nope.
Did you see Wanted?
Oh, even worse.
What?
Yeah, come on now with that movie.
But was it because of her?
No, they all sucked. James McAvoy, they all sucked in that movie. So, but she sucks the worst. Everyone loves
her.
Ooh, Angelina, she's so nice. Look at her, Mother Teresa. No, she's a bitch. She stole someone's husband or boyfriend. And she sucks at her movies.
But you hated her before she got together with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Well, I hated her. Yeah,
Girl Interrupted.
But I'm just saying, that also is included. Right? And everyone says, oh, she's so nice. But they forget about that part, right?
Now, let's talk to Julie.
Like, it's cool.
Let's talk to Julie, who's on Dave's side. Hey,
right
Julie.
On, Julie.
Hi.
Around here, just so you know, if you're on Dave's side, you need to second guess what you're doing.
Well, typically I am not on Dave's side, but this time I just cannot stand Angelina Jolie, and I really don't know why.
She's hot.
She's pretty. She's talented. She's smart. She does tons for charity.
I'll give her that. She's pretty and she's hot, but I don't think she's talented at all.
Okay. She does a lot for charity.
I mean, that's nice, but I think it might stem back to the whole thing that I think she broke up Brad and Jen.
Yeah.
But I can't stand her. Every time I see her on the red carpet, I have to turn the channel.
Yeah,
and I pause it.
She does all this charity stuff because she's a bitch, and you know she has to make up
What's
for it.
What's wrong with
what?
You?
How do you? Why
That's
would you say that? You don't know that.
Insider information, man.
You don't have insider.
Insider,
information.
Julie,
please.
Let me ask you this, Julie. When she won her Academy Award, the top prize in acting for Girl Interrupted, I don't know if you had seen that movie or not, but were you upset that she won?
You know, I was so young when that movie came out, I barely even remember it.
You know why she won,
Bean?
You know why she won? Kills herself.
She's great. Spoiler alert, first of all, but she's great in that movie. I mean, that's amazing performance.
Yeah.
All right, Julie, thank you very
Everyone's
much.
Everyone's like, oh, look, she killed herself. Yay!
All right,
give her
Julie
an award.
And Dave are together on that one.
Let's talk to Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
On line two, I want to say. 1-800-520-1067, talking about celebrities you hate for no reason. Hi, Eric.
Oh, hey, guys. Who I hate is Taylor Swift.
Oh, now, you're going to have to be
skinny
mean.
Little bitch.
Yeah, you're going to have to fight me for Taylor. What's going on?
Bean loves, has an unnatural.
Yeah, I have no reason. Every time I just look at her face, I just.
I'll tell you why she bugs me is because she looks fake. She's a fake.
Maybe it's her shot face.
I think she might be genuinely like that.
She's a complete fake.
I think she's a genuinely nice girl, but she's also unbelievably talented to run her empire the way she does.
I don't know her
empire
and music and stuff, though. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't.
She's 20, for God's sakes, and she does everything. She's unbelievable.
Well, I have to agree with the fake, though, because every time you look at an award show and she wins something, she's like, oh, my God, me?
She really does that. And you've seen that, Bean. You've seen those.
Of course I have. Yes. Yeah. Taylor Swift's surprised face. At some point after you've won 800 awards, you can't be that surprised when they call out your name. I totally get that. But she does seem genuinely, sincerely appreciative of the recognition from fans
fake.
And from the industry. Though.
Fake.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Larry.
Fake.
Let's do one more before the break. Let's talk to Sally. Sally's on line six.
That
she's going to bring up a name that I have never heard anyone.
Wow.
Who said that?
Put that in the file. That was Dave.
Dave, you said that?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sally, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Who do you hate and why?
It's me.
I mean, who do you hate and you can't tell why?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway? What do you have again? Can you?
Something about her that I just can't stand. I won't watch any movie that she's in. She just drives me crazy.
But again, she's she's a terrific actress. She seems like a super, super nice person with a great sense of humor. I've never heard her do anything that's been mean or rude to anybody. Can you figure out what it is about her that bugs you?
I don't know. I just think there's something about her where I don't know if she's like super talented. It's because like from the Princess Diaries, and I just have this image of her of just always being like, oh, I'm a little princess. And just every single time I see her, she just, I don't know what, I just can't get past it. She just bugs me. I can't stand her.
For no reason.
Look, I can't be mad at you for not being able to explain it. I mean, that's what we ask. Call up to tell us the celebrities you hate and you don't know why. But that is curious. I mean, she's an odd choice to have.
Yeah, and everyone thinks she's so pretty, and I don't find her attractive in the slightest.
I don't think she's as pretty as everybody else, but she's certainly not unattractive.
I don't know. She just doesn't do it for me.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
That girl. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up next right here on the actor comedian Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation talking about his Largo show this week. Joins us next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Oh, man, we're getting so many good ones. Yeah. Let's just blow through them as fast as we can. We're looking for celebrities you hate and you're not sure why. Let's start with Brandon on line one. I can think of a million reasons to hate this celebrity, but for some reason, Brandon doesn't know why he doesn't like her. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys. What's up, Lisa?
Hi, Brandon.
Who is it?
I just don't like Katherine Heigl at all.
Because she's a terrible actress.
Yeah, she's a terrible actress, plus her and, like, every interview I see, she's just not a pleasant person, to be honest.
Yeah, she's not doing herself any favors.
She's pretty hot,
yeah,
for sure.
And she's also in her feminist ways. She, do you know the film Knocked Up?
Yeah.
After she was done filming that, she went on to say it was a sexist film, and she didn't know why she even accepted the script. She just
She's shot herself in the foot a whole bunch of times with interviews. But that's why I said when I brought you on, Brandon, is that I can think of a lot of reasons to hate Katherine Heigl. That's why I'm not sure that she fits in this category. I think you've got legitimate reasons to dislike her.
We're looking for reasons that you can't figure out why you don't like them.
Like Dane Cook, for me, for instance. You know, I have lots of reasons.
You don't think he's funny.
He's not funny.
Right.
That's what, and yet he still claims to be a comedian. So there's a reason to not like him right there. But, you know, somebody like Kevin who doesn't like lots of celebrities for no reason. That's what we're looking for.
I really don't have a reason for a lot of people. Let's go to Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so I hate Janice Dickinson.
Janice Dickinson.
Well, I think that's understandable.
Why?
She's crazy.
Can you not figure it out?
Well, she's had so many plastic surgeries, and the fact that she thinks she looks great bothers me.
Yeah.
And if you can have this argument with any other female, majority of females will say, oh, she looks great for her age, and that bothers me even more.
It does. You hate the, oh, she looks good for her age argument?
Exactly.
All right.
I will tell you that, thank you for the call, I will tell you that after seeing her on Celebrity Rehab, from the neck down, she may look better than anyone at her age.
Yeah.
Unbelievable the shape she's in from the neck up. She's hurting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a listener named Lisa who writes in. I hate Jimmy Kimmel. He has that I'm looking like a little boy so I can lure little boys pedophile look. It creeps me out. I think I've ever heard
There's
that before.
Nothing to hate about Jimmy.
How about Steven on line six? Now we're getting into a celebrity that I didn't know anybody disliked. Talk about a guy who's unbelievably popular and talented. Hi, Steven. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's me.
Hi there.
You hate this celebrity for no reason.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
What?
Johnny Depp? I know
it bugs you about it.
I know it's stupid to ask why, but why?
Every movie he does, he just goes over the top and just annoys me.
He does have a lot of over-the-top roles that are supposed to be played that way.
Do you not think he is a good actor?
I'll give him that. He's a good actor, but just like the new movie he's coming out, I don't know. He's just the
Dark
way he
Shadow.
It's the previews look for that. It's just, I don't know, the billboard.
It's kind of too cartoonish the way Tim Burton uses him, you mean?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Okay.
He just doesn't like him.
All right, good.
That's allowed. That's what we're looking for. Let's try you. Jason. He's on line seven again. We're not going to talk about Kim Kardashian, for instance, Brett, because everyone hates Kim Kardashian. There's lots of reasons.
There are a million reasons why.
But Jason, wait till you guys hear who Jason hates for no reason. Go ahead, Jason.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
How about Philip Seymour Hoffman?
One of the most talented actors working today or any day.
He's great.
He's great in everything.
Just a bizarre dude to me.
He is a bizarre dude. But
honestly, I don't know why I dislike him.
Have you seen movies that he's in? Do you think he's a good actor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I've seen, you know, a bunch of stuff. But
it just bugs you.
Just something weird about that guy. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy?
Strange. Creeps you out.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we got time for one more. Who do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. You could go, there you can see why, there you can see why, there. Hmm.
Let's take Elizabeth on line one. Let's finish up with, because we haven't done anybody in the sports world. And again, talk about one of the most likable guys in basketball. Elizabeth, who do you hate?
I hate Blake Griffin.
Why do you hate him?
I hate his face. I don't know. I hate seeing him in commercials.
Face?
I hate him.
Well, you're crap.
I hate his orange hair. He's so irritating. His commercials make me want to drive into Kias. Like, I hate him.
Elizabeth, I wish you would.
I'm a Laker fan, and
I hate you.
And I like him. I mean, he seems super likable, and I'm a Laker fan.
No, he's not. Oh, no.
What?
He's unbelievably talented. He's young. He's good looking. He seems like he does a great job on those commercials that he's in. I can't.
He can jump over the hood of a car. Not talented.
Can you jump over the hood of a car?
I can try.
Yeah, I wish you would. Try it right now.
All right, Dave, take it easy.
No,
I hate
Dave.
You, Elizabeth. All right, take it easy, Dave. Bye.
Johnny Strange is going to be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin DeBean Show. He's a young explorer who does everything and goes everywhere all the time, including parachuting into the North Pole most recently. We're going to have Mr. Offerman here in a second.
In a second, yeah. Getting pretty tired of this Johnny Strange. I got to be honest.
He is kind of blowing the curve for the rest of us, isn't he?
You know, the rest of us are just trying to get through life and trying to convince our women that we're men.
Yeah.
Right. And this guy's going on climbing all the seven tallest mountains in the world and stuff, and it's just making us look bad.
It's too busy to have women, though. Think of that.
That's a good point.
Uh-huh.
But the good news is he's getting old, too. He's 20 already, so at least he's not a teenager rubbing it in our face anymore.
Right.
So that'll be coming up. We're going to talk to Nick Offerman, TV's Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation in a minute. He, of course, also one of the stars of Children's Hospital, one of the best shows on TV. See him in the films Casa de Mi Padre, 21 Jump Street. The dude is everywhere. He's also a hilarious comedian, actor Nick Offerman.
He's not everywhere.
Us in a second. He's doing a lot. Yeah.
As he's not,
not here,
but on the phone.
Is that what
with
you're
us,
saying?
So he's not here.
So much.
Hey, this is a huge improvement over Friday when the phones weren't working at all, at least.
That's true.
Thursday.
Does it make a difference if the phones are working and the guy's not there, though?
That's an excellent point. Hey,
the tree falls
in the
woods.
Good opportunity for you to pump up your Los Angeles
yes,
Kings. When do they play again
that.
Against St. Louis?
Los Angeles Kings won. The Los Angeles Kings were in the eighth place in the playoffs, and they played the number one team.
And they won? Mm-hmm.
And they won.
Nice.
And they won 4-1. Three of those games they won in Vancouver.
Wow.
And this is the team, they beat the team that was in the Stanley Cup last year, too, by the way.
Unbelievable.
They're on fire.
They play the St. Louis Blues. I haven't checked the schedule yet. I'm not exactly sure when they play, but that was fantastic. And Ralph Flyers won.
Congratulations.
And then an unbelievable Laker double overtime win against Oklahoma City yesterday. So much drama.
Stupid Ron Artest throwing an elbow, hitting a guy in the face when they weren't even playing. He made a basket. He was running down the floor, and he just elbowed a guy.
And I would like to say, just while we're stalling here for a moment, if I may just put in a plug, speaking of great sports moments, how about my Seattle Mariners part of a perfect game in baseball on Saturday? How about that?
On the receiving end.
Yeah, but still.
What?
So
but
they
teen.
Were a picture
part
on another
of a perfect
team.
Game. Excuse me, you can't have a perfect game without two teams playing. I'd like to point out that the Mariners stepped up to the plate and got no hits in 27 tries. I'd like to point that out.
That's
Thank you
true.
For pointing that out, Kevin. I never would have known.
Yeah. Yeah, they were the bad team. The good team is the other team that actually got the perfect
game. That.
Whatever with that. Yeah, whatever. I'm saying the Mariners were part of a perfect game, and that's good enough for me.
How
that's
many
the best
perfect
I
games have there been in history? 20? 19?
21.
20? 21. In yes. history, Lisa.
Yes. That's amazing. So. Yay, Mariners.
Hey, Dave, how's that going there with Nick Offerman? How do you think
it's
that's
going pretty good if you like holding.
Okay. All right. Good.
And Lisa, what that means, in case you're wondering, it's different from a no-hitter in that a perfect game means 27 up, 27 down. No one even got on base. No one was even walked. Okay?
Yeah, we got them. So let's be ready.
Okay, we'll what? Be ready.
All right, thank you, Dave.
We'll be standing by, Dave. Thanks for the heads up.
We're going to have about 90 seconds with the man, but I guess we'll make the most of it. So, yeah, it was pretty. I mean, it was part of the Mariners' master plan, which was to be completely swept by the White Sox this weekend. So,
well, it was a good plan, and they executed it well.
All right. OffermanWorkshop.com is the website. On Twitter, at @Nick_Offerman. The man himself joins us talking about the American Ham Live Show at Royce Hall, UCLA. Oh, my God, it's right around the corner. September the 29th is when you can see Mr. Offerman on stage. Tickets on sale now. Nick, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Nick, just before you came on, Bean said, wait a minute. Hold on. Are we promoting something that's happening in September?
The end of September.
And it would appear that's what we're doing.
Yeah, good. The folks are nervous that we're going to be able to fill the house, so we're putting in some extra time.
Well, what happens with you is we hear your name and we say yes.
Yeah.
And then later, we find out what you're promoting.
So, Nick, you've had this variation of this American Ham Show. You've been going all over the country on the road imparting wisdom to the kids. Do I have that right?
Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking.
I'm reading here that it is, quote, songs and woodworking tips with minor nudity, unquote.
That is the case, yes. There are also some cautionary tales.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I got invited to speak to some colleges, and I thought, you know what? I have some things I would like to say to the young minds of our generation.
Help shape them.
Yes. And so I make them laugh while sneaking a little bit of broccoli into the meal.
Nice.
Sure. Now, Nick, are we in trouble with the young people? You've been around to colleges all over the country. When you've met these young people, are you terrified for the future of this nation, or do you think we've got a fighting chance to survive?
It's been really encouraging. I think in every generation there's a lot of sheep, but the kids that come out to see my show are by and large Parks and Recreation fans, and our fan base is generally pretty smart people, and so these kids are really inspiring. They're thinkers and doers, and they've made me have a lot of hope.
That's the same with our fans.
Right? Exactly. Right? The opposite, right?
Right?
And I think crossover.
Yeah.
What's beautiful about, you mentioned Parks and Rec and your character Ron Swanson, I think one of the things that people respond to is that he is a throwback to a simpler time when a man didn't rely on government, didn't rely on other people, could take care of himself, got back to nature, worked with his hands. A lot of those types of things that it seems like the vast majority of people have moved away from in recent years.
Yes, there's sort of a resurgence, and I'm seeing it everywhere. There's this artisanal resurgence where restaurants are now going back to the farm so that everyone knows who's growing their produce and where their chickens were raised. And a lot of these kids are becoming, they all are learning how to knit, or they're blacksmithing or woodworking.
I'm sorry, did you say they're learning to knit?
I did, yes.
Okay, and that's a positive?
And blacksmithing.
That yes. is a positive, Kevin.
All right.
You can't depend on everybody to do everything. Look, we don't have much time, Nick, because we ate up all of the time we were going to talk to you in the intro trying to get you on the phone. But I do want to say this. You're the kind of guy I want in my tight-knit group in the event of a zombie invasion. I would like you to be part of my support group. And in the event of an actual end-of-the-world kind of emergency, I want to be near you because I feel like we'll have a better chance of surviving together if we have your skills to draw on.
Well, we'll definitely be able to build a boat.
Okay. All right.
And that's gonna be useful. Hey, look, maybe we want to go to Catalina. Maybe zombies can't swim. Maybe that's the best way out. Maybe that's the answer.
There you go.
The show is going to be at Royce Hall. It's called American Ham for obvious reasons. Royce Hall is at UCLA. The show is on September the 29th. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. You've had a tiny, tiny taste of what Mr. Nick Offerman will be bringing to the stage. And don't forget Parks and Rec Thursday nights at 9:30 on NBC. Nick, thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Johnny Strange joins us next after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He had climbed the 7 highest mountains in the world, one on each continent, by the time he was 17.
Sure.
So now he's got to be bored.
I did it at 15, so why is he here?
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, send him home.
Right.
You guys can have a mountain off. He'll be joining us next. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
I just want to say, when I think of Latin music, I think SeaWorld.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It does seem like they go together.
And yet I go to Tijuana to see killer whales do their show. So I'm all more backwards. I've got tickets to Marvel's The Avengers. Yay! One of the most anticipated movies of the summer. It's coming to you in theaters everywhere Friday, May the 4th. However, I've got tickets for the special K-Rock advance screening of Marvel's The Avengers on May 1st. At the AMC Century City 15. If you'd like to go, you're not going to just pick up these tickets. You have to be a true Avengers fan, or else forget about it. I'm banning you. I'm keeping you out.
Right.
You're not invited.
You're going to make it tough?
You're not invited to chicken cutlet night. You're banned. Here's the question. One of the disappointments for me, and this is a spoiler alert in the Avengers, is that no Ant-Man. I was looking forward to seeing Ant-Man. Because, as you know, Ant-Man was one of the original Avengers.
Sure.
I have to tell you that.
Sure.
Just simply tell me what superhero is Ant-Man's wife. 1-800-520-1067. What superhero is Ant-Man married to? If you know the answer and you get through, you get a pair of passes.
Lame.
So, Marvel's The Avengers on May the 1st. Not lame. Not lame. Opposite of lame. Awesome.
Ant-Man.
While we're talking about things that are awesome, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office like we do every Monday morning. Number one at the box office this weekend. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. It's Steve Harvey and his movie Think Like a Man.
Lame.
$33 million in its debut, made it number one this weekend. The Lucky One was number two. Hunger Games came in at number three, dropped all the way to number three this week. Chimpanzee from Disney and The Three Stooges were the top five. Cabin in the Woods was sixth. American Reunion, Titanic 3D, 21 Jump Street, and Mirror Mirror rounded out the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Good comic news, if you're a fan of comedy, Between Two Ferns.
Oh, I love that so much.
Popular web series on Funny or Die featuring Zach Galifianakis as the host who interviews your favorite stars literally as they sit between two ferns. There's going to be a 30-minute television special.
Awesome.
Based on that web series. It's going to be on Comedy Central on May the 6th.
Is that just all of the episodes they've done?
Oh, no, Kevin. Oh, this new is ones. Brand new interviews.
Fantastic.
Why would they just rehash that old stuff when they could give you new
still
stuff?
Still watch.
They are going to have guests. Tina Fey will sit between the two ferns with Zach.
Awesome.
Jon Stewart.
Awesome.
And Sir Richard Branson.
Awesome.
Wow.
Oddly enough. Between Two Ferns, A Fairy Tale of New York is the name of the show. And it'll be on Comedy Central May the 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just before their Comedy Awards. It's a special featuring Zach, so you can check that out.
May I play a brief clip for folks maybe who aren't familiar with Between Two Ferns, give them an idea what it's all about?
Go nuts.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. My name is Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is Bruce Willis. Did you know that some actors turn down roles?
That's the kind of comedy.
How great is that?
He's fantastic.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen The Hunger Games yet, Lionsgate is determined to wring every possible dollar out of the film that it can. It'll be running the blockbuster on more than 100 IMAX screens in North America for a week beginning this Friday.
I'd like to see it again.
So they're going to load it up on the IMAX screens. I guess there's a hole in the IMAX schedule, and they can fill it in with Hunger Games. So for folks who didn't get a chance to see it on the jumbo screen, you get the chance this Friday for a week. Movie's made more than $533 million since it opened a month ago.
Guess that's all right.
$500 million. Pretty impressive. We haven't answered my trivia question.
Just I think
Mark,
a sequel, huh?
Mark on line, they are. They're going to do a sequel. Mark on line four, I believe, has the answer to my trivia question. Mark?
Wasp.
The Wasp is correct. The Wasp is married to Ant-Man. Mark has no time for small talk.
No time for, hey, well, how's it going?
Got to get right to the Wasp.
Wasp!
Hold on, Mark. We're going to give you all the all details. Right, you're going to see the Avengers before other people.
Thank you, man.
You're very welcome. Wasp!
Wasp.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire. He is 22 years old today.
I'm sorry, what's the name of his movie?
Please? Slumdog Millionaire. Mm-hmm. He's also in something else just recently. I saw he was cast in something. Not casting, but he's in a movie that's coming out soon. What the hell?
Email Ralph at krock.com.
I'll think of it.
No, email him.
No, don't email me. I'll come up with it. I'm good. Thanks. Jamie King turns 33 years old today. A lot of people forget she was in Two for the Money with me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't remember you being in it, but
I was in it, okay. And so was Jamie. Right. WWE's John Cena, 35 years old today. Actor Cal Penn from House and Harold and Kumar is 35. Earlier in the day, I speculated whether Cal Penn would be returning to House or not. Completely forgot that Cal's character killed himself on House.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, forgot about that. There's been so many members of the team, sometimes you lose track of them. So I don't think Cal will be returning to the series. Comedian George Lopez is 51 years old. Documentarian Michael Moore turns 58. Joyce DeWitt, who was on a hit TV show many years ago called Three's Company, she is 36 years old. And Lee Majors, he was Steve Austin, a man barely alive. We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We can make him better than he was. Better, stronger, faster. He was.
That's a long time ago, right?
The $6 million man. Yeah, 70s, early 80s, I guess is when that show was on. He is 73 years old today. Still looks good for 73, I got to tell you. He's held up. Well, he's half bionic. I guess that's why. He's a cyborg. They don't age like the rest of us. What are you doing over there, Ken?
Nothing.
Punch a lot of buttons. I'm not hearing anything. I was trying to buy you some time. I thought you had something that was funny that was going to punch.
I had the sound effect.
Oh, you did.
$6 million man.
But you can't find it. We'll see if we can find that intro. It's still a cool intro. Love that intro. Ken Holder, she's breaking up. She's breaking up.
That was what I was looking
for. That's what you're looking for. Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hey, Johnny Strange.
Can you hear us? Turn up your headphones. You can parachute in the North Pole. You can't wear headphones.
You got it?
I think I'm
Help him out.
Good.
Can you hear? Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay.
Hey.
We're on the air. We're on the air. We're saying hi to you.
Hey, Johnny Strange. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Still working on this headphone.
I know. Mugs will not come over there and help you no matter what.
He had it.
I sent him over there three times.
Can you hear me okay, dude?
It's going well. No. I think today's show, technically, from a technical standpoint,
We've been
is
doing
a 10.
Show a while. It
I think it's a
10. This difficult.
All right, we have two people now. We have the King of Mexico and Beer Mug. Plug it.
How
is,
tough
can you hear?
Is it?
Plug he can't hear.
Either give him another beer.
All right, cool, cool.
You
we're
can
good.
Hear?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Johnny Strange.
How's it going?
Good.
Man, which guy in the room was least helpful? Point to the guy who didn't do anything for you, though. So we can fire him.
I think that one was my fault, but happy to be back, man. Love the Kevin Bean show.
Great to see you.
Thanks,
look,
stop
pace
it.
Yourself, son. Seriously, slow down. What's the rush? You're 20 now. What's left for you?
Oh, man.
Tell people what you've done to catch them up.
I've been fortunate enough to climb the tallest mountain on every continent. And then,
Hold on. Right there. Climb the tallest mountain on every continent.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then go to the South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got back from skydiving into the North Pole last week.
Well, sure you did.
And then I started base jumping and big wave surfing.
Okay, again, and I'll repeat what I told you off the air. I do all this same stuff.
You don't
I'm
do
not
any
bragging
of that.
About it all the time. I'm not.
I know, you're
like
my inspiration. How do you think I get inspired to do this?
I don't feel the need to do blog posts and shoot all the video and put it up online because to me it's enough to know just that I've done it. Hey. Why? What was there any significance to parachuting into the North Pole rather than walking up to the North Pole from?
It's
you know,
a long walk.
Actually, I'm in finals week in school.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to squeeze it in between classes.
Well, yeah. I was going to ski, but I couldn't miss that much time from school.
Right.
And I got a parachute. It's like, hey, I'm going to jump in.
If you don't mind my asking, why don't you just wait until finals are over?
Because of weather, the ice melts. It's very time. It's on a big
time sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was only a certain time I could do it. And this was it.
Is the skydiving any different there than it is?
It was so cold.
Anyplace else?
Yeah, it's.
Oh, really? It was cold at the North Pole, Johnny? Oh,
the wind chill killed me. It was colder than Mount Everest, and I got naked at the South Pole when I went. It's a long story.
Oh, I remember
but
that.
It was
yeah.
it was even colder than that. It was like, oh, it
especially
it
when
good.
You jumped out of the plane. I imagine it was just a shock.
Well, I had some adrenaline pumping when I jumped out that I didn't really feel it until I pulled my parachute, and then I was like, can't feel my hands anymore.
Oh, good.
What temperature is it when you jump out of a plane that far above the North Pole?
I couldn't tell you because I don't know.
I mean, is it? Are we talking 20 below?
No,
is
that what we're talking about? A lot colder than that.
A lot colder than that. Yeah. Even. Wow.
20 below is nothing.
Yeah, it was
100 below.
Like in the car in Norway, not even in like in Longyearbyen, the car was -9.
-9. Okay.
In the car.
And then you got in the plane, you went up in the air.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a crazy experience, you know.
But what's
very humbling.
What's the air like up there? Because it's got to be less
thinner. Like yeah. you're falling quicker, and I think that
even with the parachute,
right,
falling quicker.
I think that's how the tragedy at the South Pole occurred. Is a lot of like weird things happen. Like sometimes your altimeter doesn't work, which tells you how high you are.
Right.
And just the severe cold and being altitude aware, and sometimes you're falling faster, so you'll take you'll want to take a longer delay or what you normally do, and next thing you know, you're like close to the ground.
And there's no real way to rehearse that because unless you do it at the North Pole, I mean, right? Because the conditions are so different. You can rehearse it all you want over in, you know, Paris, California, but it's not going to be this replicate the conditions at all.
Right. It's just one of those things. You just got to go for it.
How high up are you when you jumped out?
Let me just stop you right there. This is one of those things you just don't have to go for. I'm just going to
butt in here. Because you're not living life if you're not parachuting into the North Pole, Kevin.
Feel like I'm living life.
I mean, I feel like everybody's on their own adventure doing their own thing, you know?
And my adventure involves my couch and my TV.
Hey.
How high up were you when you jumped out of the plane?
8,000 feet.
And how long did it take you to get to the ground?
It took about, I couldn't tell you. I have to look at the video. And I could.
Okay.
Several minutes?
Less than that.
Less than several minutes?
Let's see,
wow.
I probably free fell for about like 30-something seconds.
Is it hard to see where the ground starts and the
It's just all white.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it difficult to...
It's pure white. You land, and then you take out your GPS, you find exactly where the North Pole is, and you're like, here we go.
Wow. And then how do you get back? Like, if you're standing down, how do you get out of there?
He strips everything off and runs.
Helicopter.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
So you have, like, a homing beacon or something on you that they can find?
No, we jumped out of the helicopter.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then they landed, picked you up.
There was this Russian paratrooper. And they're like wanting to go too. I was like, all right, you know, more the merrier. Let's do this thing.
Were you afraid he was going to stab you in the back?
They didn't speak
in a Russian.
They didn't speak one word of like not one word of English. So we're trying to before
not even like okay or anything.
I thought we were going 1, 2, 3 jump, but that's what the translator said because we had somebody like because the camp before was all run by the Russian guys, and that's what I thought was going on.
Right,
but it was like. One, and then the guy just jumps out, and I jump out after him. I was like,
What happened to the countdown?
It's a good way to start the day.
Wow.
But
that's a little shocking.
Was there any difference, and how often do I have the opportunity to ask a guest this question? Was there any difference between standing at the North Pole and standing at the South Pole? Do they look the same?
No, they're different. I mean, the North Pole gets put together every time the ice, you know, freezes, and it's constantly changing because it's not like a set continent where the South Pole is. And the South Pole has like a crazy, you know, science station that's permanent, which I thought was really amazing. You know, a lot of interesting things going on over there.
Yeah, there are full-time residents at the South Pole. People live there, right?
Their North Pole is just like jumbled up ice and
just
and
a
craziness.
Mess.
Like you could be standing at camp and it could just split open underneath you. So it's
that's why I don't go there.
No,
did you see any polar bears at the North Pole?
I did not, no, but they're there. They're cruising around with Coca-Cola or whatever the polar do.
They have Cokes. All of them.
So what's this thing called when you do the seven mountains and then you do the North Pole and the South Pole? That's the what?
All right, well, there's this thing called the Three Poles, which is reaching the top of Everest and the South and North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Like they consider Everest would be a pole. And then there's one challenge called the Adventures Grand Slam, which would be a... reaching or climbing the tallest mountain on every continent and reaching the South and North Pole.
Okay, and how many people have done that in history?
I think I never really looked. It's like 15.
You never really looked?
Well, they told me, but I kind of forgot. I mean, I like it's.
I'm going to punch you right in the head. You have to know how many people.
I think I was the 16th.
16th.
Yeah.
In history.
Yeah. But the cool
thing. Did anyone do it by age 20?
No. I'm the youngest. Which is cool, you know.
I'd say
the whole point of it, really. I mean, it's fun, and I love to do it. But I got these Stop Genocide, Cure Parkinson's flags. I put at the top of Everest, the South, and the North.
Well, that should do it, Johnny.
Well, now hold on. The whole plan is now I'm gonna take those flags. I'm gonna do an auction. I'm gonna auction off those flags. One for
to raise money for. That's
good. I'm gonna auction off those two flags and a rock from the top of Everest.
So,
oh, nice. Okay. All right. Listen, Johnny Strange is here. You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com, and you can see the video of the parachute jump into the North Pole. We have that up. That's posted right now. When we come back, we want to talk about what's next for you, Johnny. We want to talk about the skating. We want to talk about the surfing. We want to talk about the Grand Canyon and all the other stuff. And eventually, are you going to graduate from college, or are you just going to drop out? You got to just drop
out. How'd you do
right?
in your final?
I have a final right after this.
How'd you do in your final after the North Pole? Ace it?
I withdrew from the class.
There's our boy.
He's human.
I couldn't. I didn't make it to class.
I like it. All right, that's
but
fantastic.
You had the best excuse ever in the history of missing class, though. Oh, I was parachuting at the North Pole, right? No one can top that. That's so better than my dog ate my homework.
Well, the funny thing is it was astronomy, and a lot of things you study are the poles.
Sure. Yeah, but you were experiencing them, so you didn't need to study them.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, Johnny Strange is here. We'll be
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joins us in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, like we do on Monday, right now. Our friend Johnny Strange in studio. He has completed the Explorer's Grand Slam, climbed the highest mountain on all seven continents, been to the North Pole, been to the South Pole. Done that. Check that off the bucket list. Hey, Mr.
Mars?
Strange.
What's next, Mars?
Yeah, space is a good idea for you, by the way. But what happened to swim in the English Channel? We talked to you, I don't know, last year or something like that, and you were going to swim the English Channel. What happened to that?
Yep, still am. What happened was sponsors. Like I had all this plan. I was supposed to go last year, and then sponsors were all being weird about like, okay, like, oh, we're gonna pay for it for this year or next year, and it got to the point where I was like, I don't really want to deal with any of this. I'm gonna go get a job. I'm gonna go work and save up and do it on my own. So I went to Beverly Hills Ducati, and
you got a job there.
I got a job there cleaning bikes, doing all the bad stuff in the back that you would never want to do, and worked really hard, and then they kind of like looked me up and.
I saw they sponsored your...
Yeah, so they looked me up, and then next thing they're like, wait, you're doing all this stuff? And I was like, yeah, I'm working up to go to North Pole. And they're like, all right, we're going to sponsor you.
Cool.
And they ended up sponsoring me, and then a guy from Coloride sponsored me, and this workout supplement I use, Gamma Labs, they sponsored me. And then this watch company was like, all right, you're in. And then I stopped working at Beverly Hills Ducati and started training for North Pole, and... Next thing you know, it worked out, and now I'll be able to swim the English Channel next year.
Next year.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay.
How far is that?
It's, I think it's like 20-something miles.
Piece of cake.
That's only 20-something miles
it's
of swimming.
It's a little choppy,
It's going to be a rough one. I got a lot of training to do. There's, and we're trying to film a TV show now and just do a bunch of crazy stuff.
Right.
But what I'm saying for any listeners out there on Twitter, if you have any challenge that you'd like to see someone try, hit me up on twitter.com/strange001 with your challenge and then any cause that you think deserves attention. And if it's a cool one, we'll make a sweet video and send it to you.
I like that you...
Can you do the cinnamon challenge?
I like that you always put the cause with it. That's cool. That's a good way to do it. So at strange001.
Yep. So twitter.com/strange001. And whatever you got with anything you think deserves attention, and I'll do my best to make you proud.
You skateboarded down the 405 to the 101.
Yeah, I skated down the 405 when it was closed. And then I was
didn't
like,
look closed.
Well, that was the 101 wasn't closed.
Oh,
and then and I was like, oh, that was sweet. Let's go do the 101. And it wasn't closed. It was full traffic. It might have been the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yes.
My parents were not happy.
Have you been arrested, Johnny, in any of the things you tried to do?
No, sir.
Why? Why are our police so inept?
There was a cop car when he was skateboarding. I just saw in the video. And he had to kneel down so they couldn't see him.
Yeah. There have been times where they... could have, but I've been fortunate enough to...
He's a superhero, Bean. He can just jump up to the top of a mountain or something.
I read that you plan on breaking the record for the fastest speed for downhill skateboarding. Is that true?
Yeah, I want to try to break 100 on a skate and have them, like, tow me in.
That seems...
How do you go 100 miles per hour on a skate? I mean, like, what kind of surface do you need to be on to make that happen?
Well,
where can you do that?
I tried it one time on a public road. My friend Trevor Jacob, he was in here last time. He towed me. We got to 90 miles an hour, and it was just any random skateboard, which was it was really stupid. I was younger. I was like 17.
Back when you were a kid.
Yeah. No, and the board got speed wobbles and shot out, and I fell and jumped onto the car. And
oh, you're so lucky.
That was when that stopped.
Yeah. It looked when you were going in that video like you could have wiped out. And if you wipe out when you're going that fast, man.
Yeah, it's you have these slack gloves on. You got to, the trick is, in my opinion at least, is to know how to fall.
Right.
You know, every time I do anything with danger, I look at the worst case scenarios, and that's what I run through my head 24/7. And I think about what would I do in any possible situation, and always plan for the worst.
Right.
So with all this stuff, I'm always thinking of, oh, bad stuff is going to happen, and then if anything good happens, it was better than
fantastic,
better than the plan.
Johnny, I don't know if you've spent any time thinking about this, but I'd be curious to know where this love of adrenaline came from. Is there a moment in your childhood that was a light bulb going off over your head and you realized this is the kind of thrill I want to seek the rest of my life? Or how did you end up being Johnny Strange?
I don't know. Both my parents were you know, I got to give it to them. They were both doing all this crazy stuff when they were married, like eco challenges, the most intense adventures, and I was fortunate enough to be brought along, and I'd be on all these crazy countries, and my sisters are extremely way smarter than I am. They'd like, they'd be way enough enough trouble for the babysitter, whoever'd be watching us. So I'd sneak out. Like, when I was 9, I did my first tandem paraglide off a mountain, and then I started.
So you just got hooked early on thrill seeking.
Well, I guess, and then what happened is my parents got divorced, and they would both like do their stuff on their own time, and I had the freedom to go about what I did, and I started getting away with more, and I just...
Did they ever sit you down and go, look, we know we raised you this way.
Well,
let's not be crazy.
My mom climbed Mount Everest before I did, so it's like, when I was a little kid, right. When I was a little kid, like scared for my parents, like, you guys are doing some crazy stuff, and then I kind of grew up where, like, now it's kind of switched a little bit, but it's kind of how they raised me, I guess.
What about, you doing any more big wave surfing at all?
Mm-hmm.
You were surfing 90 foot.
Of course you are.
You were surfing 90 foot waves?
I wasn't. Garrett McNamara I was with, I was doing a surf trip with him in Nazaré, Portugal, hunting big waves, and he kills it, man. In my opinion, he's the best big wave rider out there, and he caught a 90 foot wave.
A 90 foot
wave.
Yeah,
and watching that, like being there and watching that was like, you know, jaw dropping, like, wow, he's pushing it. And,
what's your biggest?
Not 90, like, you know, 35, 40.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to do it when he did it?
I mean, I didn't get the opportunity.
Oh, okay.
But
you sort of wanted to, but just couldn't make it happen.
I don't think Johnny turns down many opportunities.
Yeah, no,
by
he's in charge. He runs the show, and we're there all supporting him hunting the biggest wave, and he did. And hopefully, I'll be with him next year and hunt some more. And you know, I kind of schedule
fun.
Out like the winters. I'll try to go surf big waves, and mm-hmm. the summers try to base jump.
What's your record for base jumping so far?
In what sense?
Distance or height?
The tallest thing?
Yeah.
Probably La Mousse. And in my opinion, the lower things are scarier.
Scarier?
Yeah. You know,
could you jump off this building? It's only one story.
No. yeah, but I could only do it once.
Unbelievable to catch up with you. And what I love about having Johnny in is I'm grateful that we have a recent interview in the can for when he dies. That we'll have some tape to go back to. Because every time we see him, it's probably the last time we're going to see him.
He's already done the Adventures Grand Slam. He's done the hardest stuff in the world.
Yeah, he's got that stuff out of the way. Now he's going to have to start getting creative, though. That's what scares me.
Well, he's going to take your challenges at the Twitter, at Strange001,
yep.
But it has to be attached with the charity that you support.
So whatever you got, and then pick something you think doesn't get enough attention, and I'll try to make it happen. But thanks for all the support, and to the few
of
people.
Of course, they got to give you a TV show, Johnny. Why do you not have a show?
We're working on it. But I just want to thank like all you know the few people out there who support me and who believe in me. It means a lot. You know, I got tons of critics out there, but to whoever you know is cool.
We think you're crazy, and we're mad at you for ruining the curve.
No, I can never not love the Kevin and Bean show. Seriously.
All right, JohnnyStrange.com is where you can see it all, and we did put the video up of this most recent jump, this parachuting into the North Pole. You can see that right now at krock.com. Johnny, thanks for getting back in touch, man. Always great to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is joining us now. Hi, Harvey.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
Weekend.
I hurt myself playing tennis.
You hurt yourself? I'm sorry, playing tennis.
Yeah, I just, we played in the rain, kind of, and it was stupid, and I
ate it.
Don't tell that to anyone else. Think of a better story. Think of a better story. You were foiling a robbery. You were chasing a bad guy.
I was chasing down the TMZ tour bus, which was out of control, and I wanted to save it, and I jumped in the bus, and I hurt myself, and then I saved the bus.
Saved 5,000 people.
All right, and you saved 5,000 people from instant death. Exactly.
Right.
Harvey, I know you've always been busy, and you've always been a guy who works a lot of hours, but how are you holding up now doing two TV shows a day and running an empire?
Well, everything's fine. Everything's fine. As long as you get up at like 1 in the morning, everything's perfect.
Sure. Exactly. That's good.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things. It was kind of a slow weekend on the celebrity front, but I was amazed that Justin Bieber brought up the baby mama drama again on his Twitter. Tell people about that who may have not heard the story.
I mean, I can't really understand this. I really don't understand it. Mariah Yeader is the one who said that she was pregnant with Justin Bieber's baby.
This was 8 months ago, wasn't it?
8 months ago. It sounds like total BS. She was completely discredited. She went away, and all of a sudden, Justin Bieber, out of nowhere, tweets, "You'll never get this." And he never was any more specific than that. Now, I don't know if anything was going on behind the scenes with her, but I think she's pretty much gone away. But for some reason, he felt compelled to do it. A weird thing to do since, you know, with somebody like him, if the story isn't out there and people aren't talking about it, why create it so people are talking about it?
Yeah,
so
it doesn't make any sense.
Made no sense.
Harvey,
to me,
is there a bigger douchebag on the planet than Justin Bieber?
Why do you say that?
Everything.
The way he dresses, the thing he says.
That smart car that he changed into the swag car, the Batmobile. Come on.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Everything he does.
Oh, no. Now that you threw down the gauntlet,
okay.
I'm going to say this.
All right.
So there are a lot of rap stars that come from poverty. And they get famous and rich, and they go to nightclubs, and they make it rain.
Right.
They pour champagne down a gutter.
Mm-hmm.
They flaunt their wealth like crazy.
Right.
So this kid's 18 years old now. He just turned 18. He's never had any money. Now he has money. He can do whatever he wants with it. He's doing what he's not doing what you guys would do with money necessarily, but he's 18 years old, and he's acting out. So why does that make him a bigger douchebag than the average rich, famous guy who never had anything and suddenly gets something?
I think that's a great question. Kevin, it's your turn. You're playing tennis with Harvey in the rain right now.
Because,
go ahead.
Because he didn't come from nothing, right?
He did. Justin was dirt poor.
He's just a douchebag.
But see, that's the thing. You can't because you're used
to... Look, when I was 18, I was stupid as hell. And I would have acted out stupid as hell. But I wasn't a douchebag.
If you were 18, what would you not do that he does?
I wouldn't do any of the things he did with the cars and the stuff like that.
You wouldn't buy a car?
Yeah, I would buy a car, but would you buy a smart car and change it to swag? I mean, that's douchebaggy. I would never have done that. When I was 18, I wouldn't have done that. Neither would you have.
I would have loved to have seen Kevin if somebody handed him $50 million at 18 to see what kind of bling he would have been wearing.
I would have been dead by 20, but that's not the point.
I think there's a look at me aspect to Justin.
Well, but there's a look at me aspect to every rapper that you can think of. I mean, with Kanye West, why do you think he's dating Kim Kardashian? It's a total look at me.
I agree. That's a crazy couple.
I think they're in love.
You have that up on your site as well, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
But I think he's dating her because who hasn't seen Kim Kardashian on TV over the last 4 years and thought, I want to have sex with her? And he has the opportunity to do it, so he's going to do it. It's not going to last forever, but I can't blame him for doing it.
But, you know, the other thing is, I think Kanye is really into, like, status symbols. And Kim Kardashian is a status symbol. She's a trophy.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, I got to tell you, there's this convention in town right now in L.A. called Powwow. And it's all these travel agents and these people from all over the world. There are thousands of them in town right now. So they've all been taking the TMZ tour. So they're going around in this tour, and they're, you know, we're telling them all about all these people. All they want to know about is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And it's like from all over the world. So she's a status symbol, and he got it.
Yeah.
I find it interesting from time to time, and this is our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the phone with us every Monday here on the Kevin Meade Show. I find it interesting the searches that you see on your site. Kim Kardashian still is practically number one in terms of driving eyes to the site, right?
People are so they're so interested in her.
She's pretty
hot.
Why
do you think that is? Is it that she's really, really hot? Is that it? Or is there something else, Harvey?
Girls are nuts about her, for sure. Guys dig her. You know, she's got that kind of, you know, sexual thing that, you know, that she flaunts. And
we've seen the tape.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and she's a successful businesswoman. And the reality show's big. I mean, she kind of crushed. She, in some ways, she's kind of Britney-esque. Just that there's this fascination with all of these things that a lot of people may find boring. They're just day-to-day things. But people who glom onto it and become obsessed want to know everything about her.
True. The TMZ television show airs all the time, always on Fox. The new TMZ Live airs at 3 p.m. on Fox. Check your local listings.
Hey, can I tell you one quick thing?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So guess what I learned? I learned a great trick this weekend.
You learned not to play tennis in the rain?
I was driving home, and there are these tour buses that sometimes go through my neighborhood. So I'm pulling in, and all of a sudden, the guy who's running this, it's another tour bus, a lesser tour bus. And
aren't they all?
And the guy's like saying, oh, yeah, there's Harvey Levin. All the paparazzi live in his house. That's what this guy says all the time. So I got out of my car, and I walked over, and I said, guys, you really should be on the TMZ tour.
Nice.
And I started this big pitch, and the guy drove away. So I said,
Harvey's a rabble rouser.
I love that.
I like it.
He's converting people to his tour
Tour bus at a time.
All right, Harvey. Thank you for the time, my friend. We'll talk to you
see
later.
You guys. Thank you.
What? Ha ha.
That song just makes me happy.
Okay.
Sorry.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56.
Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday Kevin and Bean Show. What's up?
I have tickets for the very special K-Rock advance screening of Marvel's The Avengers.
Yay!
Boy, is this a good movie.
Can't
I'm going to see
wait.
It again. I'm going to go see it again.
Can't wait. Yay.
May the 4th, Friday. It's in theaters everywhere. However, we're having a screening on May the 1st at the AMC Century City 15. If you'd like to see it before anybody else and lord it over your friends the way I've been doing for the past 2 weeks.
You've been doing that well, by the way.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Give me a call, 1-800-520-1067. But you're going to need to know the answer to a trivia question. I'm not just going to hand these out. You got to earn them. These are for real Avenger fans only, please. Of course, Nick Fury, the great Sam Jackson, is in this film. Has a great, great, big, beefy, chunky role in this movie.
He runs it, right?
Nick Fury is the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is the agency that puts together the Avengers in the film. All I need to know is, what does S.H.I.E.L.D. stand for? S-H-I-E-L-D is the acronym of the organization. Now, here, I get it. I know there's like two different versions in the comic books. I want the movie version.
What does
the acronym mean in the movies? S-H-I-E-L-D. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and tell me what S.H.I.E.L.D. means.
Girth.
Does not mean girth.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much right now.
Ryan Gosling.
Doesn't mean Ryan Gosling.
All right, bad guesses.
All of the letters actually stand for a word, and you put them together, and they spell S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Heard you and Harvey talking about Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry, porn star Kim Kardashian.
Everybody loves her.
She's got a new line of nail polish out.
Good God.
In case you want to pick up your new Kim Kardashian nail polish. Welcome to my world, it's called. I S U not. That's what it's called. Here are some of the colors you can pick up. Kim Confidential.
No.
Here Kim's the Sun.
This pun.
Here
city?
Kim's the Sun.
Yeah.
That's not even close.
Bean loves this.
Maybe yeah. Bean named these. Did you name
you
these?
Cheese. You love cheese, though, Bean.
No, but look.
Here Kim's the Sun.
I want something that's clever or funny.
All right.
This somebody would have thrown this out at a meeting, and there should have been a grown-up around who said, no, we're not going to name anything Here Comes the Sun.
Here Kim's the Sun.
Here Kim's the Sun, sorry.
Here Kim's the Sun. She could have called it Here Comes the Rapper. Never mind.
Took me a while, sorry.
We got it.
Up in Kimming Pink.
Nope.
No.
There's a lot of cum references with Kim swapping out here in these puns for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't understand how up in Kimming is standing for up and coming.
Nope.
Nothing compares to blue.
No.
Is the blue color. Nothing compares to blue.
No.
Lights, camera, action.
No. Please
come
stop.
On.
Please stop.
Others pale by comparison.
No.
Just wanted to give you the heads up. And by the way, Kimye is the media tag they're giving to the Kanye and Kim couple.
Kimye.
No, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Keeps getting worse.
No, no, no.
Just keeps getting worse.
Kanye will not be happy as he needs to be first with everything.
I know. Maybe he considers the K of Kimye his K from Kanye first. Then the I am is her, and then he's the Y-E. And when you guys were talking to Harvey about how much of a douchebag...
Yes. Help me.
Justin Bieber is... And Harvey was like, well, he's not acting any differently than any other rapper who has a lot of money. A lot of those rappers are douchebags.
Yeah.
Kanye West, the example he used, is a massive tool.
He is, that's true.
Talented, undeniably, talented, but a massive tool.
Yeah.
So to say he's acting like other rappers,
no,
first
he's
of all,
saying
he's not
they
a rapper.
Are tools too, but yes, we're not picking on them.
Oh, sure we do.
I think what Harvey was disputing was Kevin asking if Justin Bieber was the biggest douchebag of all time, and he was saying he's a douchebag, but he's a douchebag comparable to other people in his position.
He's got the lead right
better
now.
Celebrities.
I think when a white Canadian kid acts so desperately and tries to be black,
tries to
it
be a rapper.
Makes him even more douchey.
Wish I could have said it that way. That would have been great.
You're calling your car the swag car, and you're wearing the pants and your hat and everything, and you're from Canada, and you're white as Canadian snow. You look even double douchey.
What a dumb douchebag.
That's what I'm saying. You say pass the douchey on the left-hand side. That's what you say.
That is not racist.
It's not. It's doucherific. Congratulations to Neil Diamond. He got married this weekend to his manager, Katie McNeil. He's 71. She's 42.
Payday.
She loses?
Payday is correct. No, she wins money. She wins money. She loses everything else.
Yeah. I wish, I say this all the time, I wish Neil had taken her name. He would have been Neil McNeil. But no, she's Katie Diamond. Not nearly as fun.
Nobody goes for comedy anymore, right?
They really don't. Come on, Neil. Had a long run as Neil Diamond. Neil McNeil would be awesome.
It would be great.
We have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
Scott, I believe on line 8. Scott. This isn't Scott Summers, the Cyclops from the X-Men, is it?
No, sorry about that.
Okay, because that would give you an unfair advantage if you were already a superhero. What does S.H.I.E.L.D. stand for, sir?
It stands for Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Of course it does. Congratulations.
Dork. You are a dork,
stop
sir.
It, Kevin.
Dork.
He's a good man.
He's a good man that's a dork.
He is not. He's going to see the Marvels of the Avengers early before anybody else. Hold on, Scott. We're going to give you all the details.
Thanks. Awesome.
All right, buddy. Avengers assemble. Today's celebrity birthdays. Another superhero, the $6 million man, Steve Austin. Lee Majors, 73 years old today.
Kevin, you've had an hour. Have you gotten your sound effects together yet?
Nope. Can't find
it. Nope.
Gone.
Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company is 63 years old today. Michael Moore, the documentarian, is 58. George Lopez, comedian, is 51. Cal Penn from House and from Harold and Kumar and from the White House. Used to work for President Barack Obama, 35 sure. years old. John Cena, the WWE, is 35. Jamie King, actress and model, is 33 years old. And Dev Patel, Slumdog Millionaire star, is 22 years old. Did a little research. Now I know what I remember he's going to be in. He's going to be in The Newsroom, that new Aaron Sorkin series on HBO.
Can't wait. That looks great.
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing him in. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Congratulations to Beckett Aguilar from Santa Monica. Just got her tickets in the pit for the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E Fiesta.
Lucky.
No kidding.
All right. Hey, I'm what? Talking here.
Sorry.
Go. You're yucking it up as if you don't know that you're counting down your final days here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I know we haven't talked about this
much. I'm a little
worried. Well, clearly Kevin is going to jail. Now, he has wanted to keep a lot of this off the air. But I've never seen anyone have more problem responding to jury duty requests. But for whatever reason, Kevin, you've decided that you hate them like you hate Al Roker. And you just burn them the minute they come through the door, right? You don't open them. You just burn them without looking
at
them. For
15 years, I just threw them away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say they could never prove that I got them.
Right.
Then they started sending them, what do you call it, Bean?
Registered?
Registered, yeah. And then they could tell that I got them. And then, so then they finally tracked me down. I finally went to jury duty. But this past time, they've sent, so they sent me my juror ID, my badge, everything. The day I'm supposed to turn up. And one of them was the day you were on vacation, Bean, so I couldn't really go, and so I just blew that one off.
I did offer to come back in and work so that you could go to jury duty. That's how much I want you to go to jury duty.
Right, that happened, but then
you declined.
I declined. So then the last one, I was supposed to go, I don't know, this past week or something, and I told Bean, I was like, I have jury duty tomorrow, and he said, go home today and call them and see what you're supposed to do, and then email me, and I said, absolutely, I will do that. And I went home and went to bed and took a nap, and then I got up and came to work. And he said, what happened? And I said, oh, no.
Just he put his head in his arms.
Completely blew it off. So this is like, I don't know. Literally, they sent me a juror ID number and, you know, court address and all that kind of stuff. Maybe 5 times in a row.
Oh, my God.
So do you guys mind if
you're asking, why don't they take a hint, right? You don't want to go.
Right. They don't take a hint. And you can't get out of it anymore, by the way. You can't get out of it by saying, oh, hardship or I'm too far away. Or they don't care. They've had it.
Yeah. So what are you supposed to do? Where are you right now in the process?
I don't know, but they do have a juror hotline number that you can call. So if you guys don't mind, I'd like to just squeeze that
absolutely.
In.
I think that'd be great.
You'll forget it.
I really am worried about like what's going to happen, where I go, what I do.
So they have and they told you everything when you called them last week. It was a recording that basically told you what was going to happen next, right? That's how they give information now. You don't even talk to a real person anymore?
Correct.
Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Los Angeles Superior Court hotline to register for your jury duty upon receiving your summons. This hotline, you may register your jury service, postpone service, request an excuse or transfer to another court, or obtain reporting instructions. Using your touchtone keypad, please enter your 9-digit juror identification number, which is located on your summons in the juror badge area.
I know this by heart.
Wow. We thought you were dead.
What? Good. No, that's good.
I can't believe you actually responded to a jury duty response.
Wait, oh, no.
Imagine our surprise to hear from you, Kevin. If you'd like to reschedule your jury duty, press 1 now.
What about 2?
If you're just going to blow us off again, then we should probably just end this now and get it over with, right?
Right. Wait, why is the recording talking to me?
Well, now or go to jail.
It does seem awfully juror-specific, this call.
Oh, really? You're not just going to throw this in the trash?
Come on!
Great! Glad we've got your attention. If you'd like to report to the main courthouse in downtown Los Angeles, press 1 now.
Mm-mm.
If you'd like a municipal...
2.
Will you wait for it?
That's 2! I don't want to go downtown!
If you'd like to go to a municipal courthouse nearer to your home, press 2 now.
There we go.
Really? Really? You think you get to pick where you do your jury duty?
You asked. I'd
after
like
throwing
to.
Throwing all those summons away, after blowing us off, after not phoning in and registering, you think you get to go where you want to go?
You asked.
How about you go to jail, asshole? How about that?
What's happening?
To prison, you asshole.
2 for no.
If you'd like to be a juror on a civil trial, press 1 now. If you'd like to be a juror on a criminal trial, press 2 now.
I don't care. Which is quicker, Bean?
Press a button.
All right.
You don't know what kind of case it is.
You know what? Forget it. We don't want you as a juror after
That's
all.
That's awesome.
Oh, you douchebag.
Oh, hey.
Thanks for calling Jury Duty Hotline. And remember, jury doodle. Jury duty.
What's jury doodle?
Yes. What are we remembering?
Yes, recording?
Jury duty, right?
Jury doodle. Please hold.
Hold on a second.
They're much more professional than this.
And remember, jury duty. It's a civil responsibility, you douchebag. Okay. That's it. Hang on.
Tonight.
You think I needed that little extra?
Needs a little harmony.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday.
Hot fudge. Holy moly. Going to have some fun.
What?
I am giving away tickets to Marvel's The Avengers.
Yay!
One of the most anticipated movies of the summer by far. It is coming to theaters everywhere on Friday, May the 4th. However, if you're
one of my lucky, lucky guests. You will be attending the K-Rock advanced screening of The Avengers on May the 1st at the AMC Century City 15. I am giving them away all week long. However, I am giving them away with trivia questions because I want real Avenger fans to see this movie, not your Kevins, not your Beans.
How dare you?
Not your bandwagoners who just show up once a year for Comic-Con and just pretend, oh, you guys are cool, yeah, and then you make fun of us the rest of the year.
This is you trying to jump on board our trip to Comic-Con again this year. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'm trying to co-sign your love of comic books. Here's the trivia question for this hour. This is a tough one, but I know you people can do it because you've answered every question I've ever asked. Avengers number 16, very important issue.
Oh, sure. That's my favorite.
That was the first wholesale change of the lineup of the Avengers. Original members left except for Captain America, and he had to bring in some new heroes to make up the Avengers. What three heroes did Cap bring in? They eventually became known as Cap's Kooky Quartet.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Nope.
Yep.
That's not possible.
That is absolutely possible and absolutely true.
Terrible.
What three heroes joined the Avengers in number 16, the first time there was a wholesale line change of the Avengers? 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. Get through with what members made up Cap's Kooky Quartet.
You are diving into the deep end of the nerd pool.
I love the really tough questions.
Yeah. Well, they'll get them. You know that.
This is old school Avengers stuff. This is for longtime Avenger fans. That's what I'm here for.
Hey, Ralph, this is the, forgive me if this is a dumb question, but this is the first time anyone has ever attempted to do an Avengers movie, is it?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So this is probably something you've been dreaming about since you were a little kid.
When you see this movie and you see all those heroes assembled on the screen for the first time, it is a remarkable achievement. People said for years it couldn't be done. They couldn't do a Justice League movie, which is DC's version of their sort of superhero team, which is Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, and Flash, and those people. And you couldn't do an Avengers. Just too many personalities, too many big-time heroes. You couldn't get those stars together. You couldn't pay the salaries. They thought it was just an impossible task. And Joss Whedon has pulled it off. Not only has he got it done, but he did it brilliantly. It's really a great film. So,
can't wait.
Looking forward to everyone seeing it so I can talk more about it because I don't want to give away any spoilers. But a lot of good stuff going on. Speaking of spoilers, there is a South Korean Christian group that wants to spoil Lady Gaga's concert in Seoul.
Uh-oh.
She has a concert scheduled to be performed in Seoul on April the 27th.
And their problem is?
Well, they say, and rightly so, that if she performs, South Korea will be infected with homosexuality and pornography.
That's how it works.
Lady Gaga will infect their teenagers.
Wait. If the people there see Lady Gaga,
yes,
they will become homosexual?
Yes.
Yes. You go to the show as a good, wholesome Christian person,
right,
and you go away as a pervert.
Right.
Huh.
You just end up sodomizing someone in the parking lot on the way out.
Where's the outrage there?
So they are praying to God to cancel the show. They want God to step in and cancel Lady Gaga's concert.
Did God schedule the show?
I don't believe he works for Niederlander Events. No, I don't think so. I think he's God.
Okay.
But they're counting on him to step in and to squash Lady Gaga like a bug.
Not to get Coney or any of the problems in Africa.
No.
None of that.
No. They only bring in God on the big issues.
I see.
Uh-huh. They've already banned anyone under the age of 18 from going to the show.
Okay.
Because apparently teenagers are especially susceptible to the infection of homosexuality.
But I don't think Gaga's thing is she's trying to turn everybody gay.
Well, that's not her thing.
No, but her thing is just be whatever you are, right? Maybe that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of her preaching a message of tolerance and acceptance. Maybe that's what their concern is.
Let me see. There's a quote here. Let me see. Korean Association of Church Communication, or CAC.
Sure.
Pledge to stop the Korean youth from being infected with homosexuality. No, it's pretty much infected with homosexuality. That's what they think she's going to do.
That's real talk right there, man.
Look, it's just like that monkey in Contact or whatever that movie was. Outbreak, whatever that was.
Outbreak.
That cappuccino monkey got out there, and next thing you know, everybody's all gay. It happens that way.
Yeah.
You get the gay infection.
I forgot there was a historical precedent for this.
Everybody goes nuts. Zach Galifianakis. How funny is he?
He's the good Zach.
All funny.
He is the good Zach. He is so funny. Funny or Die, of course, the web series. He's got Between Two Ferns on that web.
If you haven't seen that, go to funnyordie.com and watch all of them. They're hilarious.
He sits down with big-time celebrities in a sort of cable access-esque talk show, and it's just the most awkward conversations anyone's ever had.
He's a bumbling idiot talk show host. It's just great.
People literally sit between two ferns, and he asks them questions. He said Will Ferrell, Jennifer Aniston, Bruce Willis. Bean, you have a little audio of Zach doing his thing?
I do, unfortunately, also from the Bruce Willis episode, but this gives you an idea of how funny he is.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. My name is Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is Bruce Willis. So, how many children do you have?
Three.
Which is your favorite, Ashton?
See? That's what he does. Well, the show is so good, it couldn't just survive on the web. Now it's being moved to Comedy Central. They're going to do a special, a 30-minute episode of Between Two Ferns that will air on Comedy Central on May the 6th.
Love it.
Just before the Comedy Awards on that same channel.
That's going to be the best half hour of television ever.
Guests will be Tina Fey, Jon Stewart, and Sir Richard Branson, apparently. Those three guests will be on there. Hopefully, if this does well, this will lead to more specials.
I sure hope so.
I sure do, too, because, boy, is that a funny, funny bit. And while we're talking about Zach, Hangover 3 already in the works?
Nope. Please, no.
It is. I don't know.
Two was great.
It's already happening.
Artistically needs to happen?
Two was a 10.
Look, there is obviously another story there that needs to be told with those boys.
One was a 10. Two was a 8.5. Why not?
Six.
Please.
Iron Mike Tyson has announced he is going to be in Hangover 3.
Okay.
He says he hasn't seen a script, but he's on standby, and he's waiting to perform. That means they haven't called him yet.
Yeah.
But he just assumes. That is my job, he said. I'm a performer. I'm very objective. I don't look at myself like I'm a superstar, like people should bow down because of something special like I did before.
What is he talking about?
He wants to do the next movie, and he is waiting for them to call.
So. You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner.
Yeah, you're a lone wolf. Bradley Cooper, Zach, and Ed Helms have all agreed to return for the film's what they're calling the final chapter in the Hangover story.
Love it.
Unless that one's a big hit also.
No, this will be the last one. Because you have to find out how Zach gets into that black suit and why he turns to the dark side and he comes at him with the lightsaber and everything and he starts fighting the Rebel Alliance.
That isn't the same movie that I remember. Oh.
Speaking of movies, Think Like a Man was number one at the box office this weekend. Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office as we do every Monday. It's the Steve Harvey movie based on the Steve Harvey self-help book.
How did that happen?
I think the African American audience is hungry for films about the feature people they can relate to.
Huh.
I think that's why Tyler Perry's movie do so well. I think there's not a lot out there for them. The Lucky One, it's number two at the box office, $22.8 million.
How did that happen?
I don't know about that one. I have no answer for that one. Zac Efron,
chicks.
Maybe?
A lot of chicks who love Nicholas Sparks books.
Yeah. Hunger Games was third, Chimpanzee, Three Stooges. That's your top five. The Cabin in the Woods, Joss Whedon film that everyone's raving about, by the way. All my friends have seen it. Just think it's brilliant.
Time to see that.
American Reunion was seventh. Titanic 3D, 21 Jump Street, and Mirror Mirror, number 10 on that list. We have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
Of course we do, because I have the smartest listeners on radio.
Either.
Jury Doodle. Sean?
Jury Doodle.
Yeah. You have an answer to my trivia question, sir?
Hawkeye, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch.
Oh, you sound so bored with those answers.
He does. This is the ultimate nerd right here.
Who doesn't know those
This guy's
answers.
A dork.
Congratulations, Sean. You're going to see the movie for anybody else. Well, almost anybody else. Not for me, but for other people.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on. We're going to give you all the details. For those of you who missed out, it was Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch,
sure.
And, of course, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
All three of those were villains before they joined the Avengers and became heroes. And Hawkeye, of course, played by Jeremy Renner in the film. It's got a great piece in the film.
I'm sad that we didn't get to talk to any of the women who were calling with that answer.
Lots of women knew it.
I'm sure they did.
I'm getting emails from ladies who are complaining they can't get through. Maybe tomorrow I'll do Ladies Day tomorrow.
You know what? If there's enough ladies out there that know the answers, they can get through.
But they're having a hard time.
Why?
Because you keep hanging up on them.
No.
Yes.
Not the case.
Today's celebrity birthday is Lee Majors. He was TV's $6 million man, the bionic man. Half man, half machine, 73 years old today. $6 million in the 70s, that's what it took to build him. What do you think it would cost now?
A billion. I don't know. Maybe not. Prices have gone down. Who knows?
Bionics have gotten cheaper?
Sure.
Are you into the bionics market? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You following that?
I buy it. By
73 years old today. Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company is 63. Michael Moore is 58. George Lopez, 51 years old. Cal Penn from Harold and Kumar turns 35. The WWE's John Cena is 35 years old. Actress and model, the lovely and talented Jamie King is 33 years old. And actor Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire, soon to be seen in The Newsroom, the new Aaron Sorkin show on HBO. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, we got the beer mug weigh-in.
Oh, good. Finally.
And after listening...
He's almost there, right? Tomorrow should be the day where he finally has lost the last of the 30 pounds. Right?
You didn't hear his diet that he was telling us about
Here
the weekend.
Go,
yeah.
He's just paying you now?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll take 75 now, seriously.
Take the 100. Screw that. Why are you going to
take the 100?
Why are you going to give him up?
He took it back, though.
I still have a month. I still have
Ralph, here's all you need to know about mugs this weekend. As I heard these words come out of his mouth, I should have just eaten the one hot wing, right. But instead I ate 18.
It's all about portion control.
We have Willa Ford in the studio tomorrow from Magic City.
Oh, so good.
I love that show.
We're going to ask about your acid trips because Bean wants to start acid. And,
remember when I came in and I said I decided I needed to get more stuff done and I was going to take up meth? And then all the listeners called up with bad advice and they said, don't take meth. Meth is dangerous. Meth is
good
scary.
Advice, actually.
And they wouldn't let me take it.
Right.
Let's see what they think about acid. Right. Let's find out what their experiences have been with LSD.
If we can videotape it, I say absolutely we should do acid.
I agree. Yeah. Plus, we have tickets in the pit for the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.